Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Probably a little worse.
What's worse than you thought?
Well, I think that in some areas, the breadth of violence, the geographic spread of violence, places to the north and to the west.
The complete interview with General McChrystal will air Sunday night on CBS's 60 Minutes. Correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports from the Pentagon on the number of new troops that McChrystal wants.
He's expected to ask for a range of up to 45,000 troops and trainers. Officials involved say those numbers have changed sometimes daily over the past few weeks as different plans were considered. And don't expect the numbers to leak out this time like McChrystal's grim assessment did. Defense Secretary Robert Gates intends to keep this to a few top officials until the president himself is ready to read it. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, the Pentagon.
The latest CBS News New York Times poll finds less than half the American people support sending more troops into Afghanistan. This is the first full day of the G20 summit, and it will open with new charges leveled at Iran over its nuclear ambitions. Let's get the latest live from Pittsburgh and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick, just a half hour from now, President Obama will in effect call Iran out on a U.S. intelligence finding on a secret underground nuclear fuel plant. Middle East analyst Hashir Tomorian says given Iran's nuclear efforts, it's no big shocker.
It doesn't come as a secret to anyone who's been watching Iran.
The news could bolster efforts to tougher sanctions on Iran. It also overtakes the main reason for this summit, improved cooperation to repair the world's economy. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner explains the goal.
It's very important that as we lay a foundation for recovery, we don't sow the seeds for future crises.
Reflecting the growing clout of China and India, the G20 will now take the lead on world economic policy, a role that historically had gone to the group of eight industrialized countries. On the streets here, sometimes violent naysayers are protesting. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
Its windows shattered by rock-throwing protesters, this restaurant gets ready for a new day. A couple of other businesses suffered damage, too. Barely a scratch compared to the $3 million hurt Seattle suffered at a summit 10 years ago. Police here shadowed roving protester bands and broke up confrontations with OC pepper spray, rubber bullets, and what's believed to be the second American use of a piercing sonic crowd dispersal device. A large protest today is supposed to be peaceful. Some protesters don't plan to be.
It takes disruption for people to pay attention in this day and age.
But Police Chief Nate Harper now sounds confident, even a bit cocky.
We hope we sent a clear message that we aren't going to tolerate any unlawful activity. But then there's some people that didn't do very well with educational skills.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Pittsburgh.
The man indicted in New York on federal charges of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction, Najibullah Zazi, has another court appearance set for Denver today. And his isn't the only case in the courts. Let's go live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Two other cases, Nick. One in Dallas. The alleged target was a 60-story office building where these people work.
You could kill several people.
It's frightening. It's a little unnerving.
Authorities say a 19-year-old Jordanian thought he had placed a bomb in the skyscraper's garage, but it was a fake.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Najibullah Zazi is due in a Denver courtroom today for a hearing on one count of lying to terrorism investigators. Yesterday, federal agents said Zazi and others bought large quantities of chemicals from supplies to bombs to blow up New York City commuter trains. The Larimer County Sheriff has arrested a Loveland man in connection with a knife attack on two women earlier this month. 38-year-old James Bonsteel is accused of attacking the women as they were hiking in the Roosevelt National Forest. Sheriff Jim Alderden.
They basically asked him, why are you doing this? And he responded, because it's fun.
Bonsteel is being held on a $100,000 bond. And Summit County health officials say a 13-year-old Breckenridge boy's death this week might have been related to swine flu. There have been three reported in the state. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, not a bad start to this morning's commute. Volume is light, but speeds are going to be a little bit slower than you're used to for this time of morning. Now, we had some showers in the overnight. Currently, it's coming down as well, so splashback could be an issue in spots. Checking on those CDOT cameras, people are really kicking it up on I-25 to and through the tech center. We're also seeing a little bit of slowing on 36. This is traveling on the eastbound side, pretty much federal, up towards I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. Offer just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall pipe place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks plus tax if applicable.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Oh my.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
It is showdown day for the public plan option in the Senate Finance Committee today, Friday, September 25. Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to this Friday edition. Into the weekend we go. Friday edition of the Bill Press Show. Booming out to you live, coast to coast, right here from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., just down the street from the United States Capitol Building. It's a rainy, windy day in Washington, D.C., a gloomy day and probably a gloomy vote in the Senate Finance Committee today, again, just down the street, when they take up the public plan option. Meanwhile, President Obama leaving the United Nations, going off to Pittsburgh for another big international confab, the G20 meeting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he is about to give a major presentation in this hour with Gordon Brown from the UK and President Sarkozy from France about a secret underground nuclear facility that the Iranians have been building and keeping hidden for years, but the United States knew all about it, and they're going to tell the details about it at their news conference just about a half an hour from now. Here on the Bill Press Show, invite your calls at any time at 866-55-PRESS, and don't forget, today's the last day that you can sign up for the podcast. For example, we had Robert Greenwald on, great filmmaker. He's got a new film out called Rethink Afghanistan, very, very important. Big interview with him in the last hour. If you didn't hear it, you want to hear it. If you heard it, you want to hear it again, pick up the details. The only way to do it is to have a subscription to the podcast, monthly or yearly subscription. And if you do it today, by midnight today, you will get your own Barack Obama, Bill Press, Yes We Can mug. Got to have one. They're great. So that's a free mug with a podcast subscription, as long as you do it by the end of the day today. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning in their spot here, ready to go. Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Bill.
It was fun yesterday. They had the last of the crazies. They had Gaddafi, Ahmadinejad, and then Hugo Chavez yesterday at the United Nations. But Chavez did say that he noticed a difference. Remember last year when he followed President Bush to the podium, and the first thing he said was, smells like sulfur up here. Mm-mm. Not yesterday. Big change.
It doesn't smell of sulfur here anymore. It doesn't smell of sulfur. It's gone.
It sounds to me like the translator there is breaking up a little bit.
She starts to crack up in the middle of that.
She knows what she's saying. And his another translator who walks around with him, breaks up a little bit later. He runs into, he finishes his speech and he's walking out and a reporter starts to interview him. And then he wants to know where the reporter's from. And turns out the reporter's from Fox News.
Where do you come from?
I work for Fox News.
But Fox News, Fox News.
He's just laughing. He's laughing.
I love when I see people from.
¿Sabe cómo lo llamó Sean Penn? Sean Penn.
How Sean Penn called.
Sean Penn dijo los estúpidos de Fox News.
The stupid people from Fox News.
Not you.
Not you, yeah, of course. Not you. Yeah, of course not.
Right. That's what they call.
Of course not.
No. They called the stupid people from Fox News. Again, President Obama in Pittsburgh. We hope to catch up with CNN's Ed Henry with the president in Pittsburgh just a little bit later. And we'll kick off this hour with our good friend, Congressman Dennis Kucinich. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Michael Moore can thank Goldman Sachs for his new film, even though the movie lampoons capitalism. Turns out that Capitalism, A Love Story, was funded by some of the very companies that it bashes. New York Magazine notes Paramount Vantage, which co-produced the movie, is owned by Viacom, who on whose board sits none other than Sumner Redstone and former Bear Stearns executive Ace Greenberg.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, but he's using their money to lampoon him. Yeah. I can't wait to see that Michael Moore movie.
It looks really good.
I've got
really
Sicko is one of the best I've ever seen, so I can't wait to see this one.
Is America becoming a ruder society?
A new
Rasmussen poll says...
Ruder?
Ruder. More rude.
More rude?
Yes. Oh. A Rasmussen poll says, yes, 75% of us think Americans are becoming ruder and less civilized, and that holds true across every demographic. The rudest behavior, 51% say it's someone sitting next to you in public talking on their cell phone, and 63% believe it's rude for someone
Shut
to text.
Shut up already.
Is what?
Okay.
But you see, rude.
You're
doing
I got
thing,
it. No,
rude.
No, you're doing a good job.
Okay. Sorry, I was really being.
iPhone users will finally get multimedia service today. Did I just miss something?
Yes. Okay. He was totally being rude. You got it? Yeah, because you were talking about being rude. Okay, never mind.
No, I missed that. iPhone users finally getting multimedia service today. AT&T is launching an update allowing users to send MMS messages, or that's picture, video, and audio texts. These services should be available.
I think you just got it.
I get it. You interrupted me.
Yep.
There we go.
All right. iPhone users going to be able to do this by this afternoon, but many are concerned that the AT&T network is not going to be able to handle the demand of people trying to send picture messages.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Swift Dan, we're calling. 12 minutes after the hour here on the Bill Fresh Show. Boy, lots going on the news front. General McChrystal this week, General McChrystal recommending to the president more troops for Afghanistan. The Senate Finance Committee voting on a public plan option today. And the president about to announce that Iran has been building a secret nuclear facility. And not telling the, obviously a secret facility, not telling the world about it. Man, lots to catch up on. Let's turn to our good friend, Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio. Good to have you back on the program, Congressman.
Hi, Bill. It's always great to speak with you.
Thank you. So the president faces a tough decision here. He sends his own guy, McChrystal, to Afghanistan and says, tell me what you think, how things are really going on the ground. McChrystal comes back and says, this week they're going pretty bad and we need 10 to 45,000 more troops. What's the president do, Congressman?
Well, you know, generals are in the business of winning wars, but presidents have to determine if a war should have been fought in the first place and then make a decision accordingly. I'm hopeful that President Obama will decide that it's time to get out of Afghanistan and also to get out of Iraq and to bring our troops home, that both of those wars have proven to be disasters, and that no amount of troops are going to change the situation. Russia learned that with 112,000 troops, they still could not change Afghanistan. And I don't think that any nation ever has in history, and I don't think that the United States should try.
And, of course, they were there 10 years. But I want to play with you something that Minority Leader, John Boehner said yesterday in the House. We've heard this before, but here we go again.
Allowing Afghanistan to become a safe haven for the Taliban is the quickest way to make sure that al-Qaeda returns to that country. And I don't think we can allow that to happen.
So there you go, Congressman.
Well, the whole idea about a safe haven is very interesting. I mean, You know, the fact of the matter is that with the Internet, people can have havens anywhere. And secondly, we cannot solve the challenges of terrorism by thinking that simply by having our troops in situation, we're going to make the whole world safer. I mean, occupations fuel insurgencies. That's what happened in Iraq. It's what's happened in Afghanistan. And all that we do is get people who are from the area to organize against us. And so we have to realize that there are limits to the to America's ability to be able to control a situation. Afghanistan is a narco state. Afghanistan has a corrupt government, and there's no democratic tradition. What's the point?
Do you think that there's any merit to what the vice president seems to be proposing, which is sort of a middle path of scaling back our overall troop presence and just going back to like kind of a strike force to go after al-Qaeda targets in Afghanistan or Pakistan?
Well, you know, this idea of using these drones along the Afghan-Pakistan border also creates problems, because what it does is it stirs up resentment against the United States in Pakistan in particular. There's a lot of innocent people get killed.
Because of the civilian deaths, right,
well,
which are almost unavoidable.
Huh? Listen, at Damrodola in 2003, a drone strike knocked out a small village. And what do you say? Sorry about that? I mean, you can't discriminate from 17, 18,000 feet, no matter what their camera technology is. This idea that somehow you can tell insurgents from locals at that height is ridiculous. And the idea that we should have major deployments of troops to be able to smash insurgents belies the fact that the occupation creates more of them. So, you know, we have to make a decision. Can we afford Afghanistan? Can we spend trillions more dollars in pursuit of an illusory objective of controlling a state that's been in a constant disintegration? Can we continue to spend trillions in Iraq on a war that was totally and wholly based on lies? What are we about? You know, we have people without work, people who need jobs, who are losing their homes, who have lost their health care, who have lost their retirement security and their investments, and we're still pursuing war. I mean, this makes it even more difficult to deal with Iran. And that's why we have to take a new direction, and that direction is out when it comes to Afghanistan and Iraq.
Congressman Dennis Kucinich, our guest here on this Friday edition of the Bill Press Show. Since you mentioned Iran, Congressman, there is breaking news. The president is about to announce in Pittsburgh that I'm just reading here from the New York Times that will accuse Iran of building a secret underground plant to manufacture nuclear fuel, saying it's hidden this covert operation from international weapons inspectors for years. If true, that certainly ups the ante, I guess, in terms of our dealing with Iran, correct?
Well, let's, for the sake of this discussion, assume it's true.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be a surprise to anyone to learn that there's been some covert manufacture. At the same time, we have to ask, how effective are policies which just exclude Iran from the international community, and then you create a big surprise when you find out that they've been doing something that you don't want them to do? We need to lead the way in nuclear disarmament. The president gave a good speech at the UN about the importance of nuclear
disarmament. And got a good vote yesterday from the Security Council.
And that's a positive development. But we can't speak out of both sides of our mouth. We can't, on one hand, advocate nuclear disarmament and then say that that we're the only ones and our friends are the only ones who can have nuclear weapons. We have to demand, of course, that Iran not produce nuclear weapons. If they move forward, then there's going to have to be tougher consequences. But we also need to realize that we're not in a very good bargaining position with our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. We'd be in a much better bargaining position if we brought our troops home, and then we could deal with Iran directly on some of its questions. But we've got to be very careful about an intemperate use of military power against Iran. We have to be very, very careful, because that could have blowback that would be very dangerous for the United States and for our troops in the region.
And one more issue, Congressman, you and I have talked about this before. You and Congressman Conyers, John Conyers, have been the leaders for a single payer in the United States Congress. And that's not even on the table, I mean, with the president's plan on any part of that. But now, yesterday, so they say, well, the public plan option, right, is that's we're going to do that instead. Yesterday, the president of the SEIU, Anna Berger, came out and said, yeah, we'd like to have a public plan option, but we could support health care legislation without even a public plan option. I mean, it looks to me, Congressman, like, you know, Democrats are just caving in on this issue. What's going on?
Well, you said it was off the table. Let me tell you, the table's being set by the insurance company.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah,
so you wouldn't expect when they're setting the table that you'd have universal single-payer not-for-profit health care. Without a meaningful public option, and then, you know, Mr. Hacker's first iteration of that was 129 million Americans involved, you're not going to have a bargaining position with the insurance companies who for four straight years have given the American people double-digit increases in their insurance premiums. I mean, we have to create a national movement where healthcare is seen as a civil right, where it's not a privilege based on ability to pay. And that's what I advocate, Bill, and that's anyone who's interested in joining. I'd ask them to go to my website at Kucinich.us, sign the petition, help us organize at a grassroots level all over the country, because eventually we're going to have a system where everyone is covered. It'll be a single-payer system, but it can only come from the people. It sure is not going to come from Washington, which is hamstrung by these insurance interests.
Kucinich.us is the website. Congressman, by the way, I'm sure you've heard of the Mad as Hell Doctors. We've been talking about that, this group of doctors coming across the country. They're in Detroit this weekend. They head they're in Detroit today, I think. Then they head to Toledo. We've had them on a couple of times. They're coming. They'll be in Washington next week, and we're going to have them on the show, I think, next Wednesday or Thursday. But, you know, these are docs, right? They sound like you when they talk about what the private insurance companies, the amount of money that they rip off the system and the importance of getting that profit motive out of the healthcare reform.
Well, I think it's very important that doctors are involved in this. H.R. 676, the Medicare for All bill, which John Conyers and I wrote, there's 16,000 physicians behind that.
Wow.
And physicians have to deal with the effects of this system, which is broken down and which works against patients and their doctors. So I'm glad that physicians are speaking out. I've had a chance to speak to the doctors, and I look forward to being able to greet them when they come to Cleveland.
All right. On many fronts, your leadership on many issues, thank you so much, Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Thanks, Bill.
Dennis. All right.
Thank
talk you. To you again soon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there it is. It's H.R. 676, Kucinich.us.
I still believe we can do great things, and that here and now we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-209-9451. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-209-9451. That's 1-800-209-9451. 1-800-209-9451.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill, because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, with the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
And Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because they got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
What if I told you you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your every day a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks, like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Now through September 30th, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate, just in time for summer travel. That's 25% off just for being a cardholder. To take advantage of Hilton's summer perks, book your stay at participating hotels now at visa.com/Hilton. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you get dozens of perks beyond the points, miles, or cash back you already received. To see all the perks, visit visa.com/signature. Offers subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Book your room now at visa.com/Hilton to take advantage of this great summer travel perk. More people go with Visa.
Look like, but I'm here to give you some help.
All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still have some rain showers falling around the Denver metro as you're getting your commute started. Also snow falling on 70 over Vail Pass. Our heaviest jams right now, southbound 25 and Thornton 104 to 84th. Also want to let you know, Cherry Creek Dam Road is shut down for the weekend for maintenance. They will reopen on 6 p.m. Sunday. You want to use 225 or Parker as your alternate. Your forecast, cloudy to start, becoming clear this afternoon, maybe a bit breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Your current downtown temperature is 48 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get beautiful fall style at unbelievably low prices for one day only at JCPenney. Stores open early Saturday with doorbusters 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter, JCPenney. Offer ends September 26th.
Hello, AM 760 listeners. It's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in and see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911 or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour. Boy, are we wrong. here it is, the Friday edition of the Bill Press Show. So Ed Henry, our good friend from CNN Chief White House Correspondent, is not going to be able to join us. He is in the auditorium there at the G20 Summit, where any minute now, Prime Minister Gordon Brown from the UK, President Nicolas Sarkozy of France, and President Barack Obama, our own, are going to take the stage, make this pretty dramatic announcement. We were wrong when we said that there was going to be no news coming out of Pittsburgh in the G20. This is going to be the news of Pittsburgh. It's reported first in the New York Times this morning that I'm just reading from you, President Obama. This is not the print edition of the New York Times. NewYorkTimes.com got word of what the announcement's going to be. The president, the three leaders, will accuse Iran Friday of building a secret underground plant to manufacture nuclear fuel, saying it has hidden the covert operation from international weapons inspectors for years. Iran, just a few days ago, discovered that the United States, in fact, had known about this facility and had been tracking it also for years. And so Iran wrote a letter admitting the existence of this secret project to the International Atomic Energy Agency. So now the president and Prime Minister Brown and President Sarkozy have decided they're going to make the details public. Reading again from the New York Times, the facility is not complete, though American. This is a facility to take nuclear fuel and to convert it into material for nuclear bombs. I mean, this is not a nuclear power plant that they're building. Again, back to the New York Times. American officials said they believe it's designed to hold about 3,000 centrifuges, the machines that enrich uranium for nuclear power plants, or with additional enrichment for bombs. That would be just enough centrifuges to manufacture about one bomb's worth of material a year. So, I mean, it looks like there's no doubt that what some people have been saying is, in fact, true. Not surprised that Iran's intent goes well beyond building a peaceful nuclear power capacity for that country. And nothing wrong with that. I mean, France itself is, what, 85, maybe 90% now fueled by nuclear power plants. We may not want them here because of the problems with nuclear disposal of nuclear fuel. But in terms of peaceful use of nuclear power, no problem with that from a national security point of view. But others have accused, we have, and others have accused Iran of actually having intents to take that nuclear capacity and use it to try to join the club of nuclear nations, which we don't want to see happen. I think this revelation and this news makes it pretty clear that that's exactly what Iran is up to. But to me, it makes something else clear, too, which is the fact that the Bush administration policy, George Bush and Dick Cheney's policy, Donald Rumsfeld's policy, Condi Rice's policy of not having any dealing with Iran, isolating them from the rest of the world, refusing to meet with them, refusing to negotiate, treating them like a pariah, it's a policy that simply hasn't worked. It didn't work with Iran. It didn't work with North Korea. They resent it, and then they turn around and do basically whatever the hell we want. So while George Bush was saying, no, we're going to just cut ourselves off from Iran, and that'll teach them a lesson. Iran, undercover and underground, has been building this this secret nuclear facility. So that news we expect any minute now. Then from President Obama, Prime Minister Brown, and President Sarkozy, they have not yet taken the stage yet. Meanwhile, Peter, let's go back if we can to the scene in Pittsburgh yesterday when the leaders of the different world economies, the G20 leaders, arrived in Pittsburgh. There was, like, from what I saw in the news last night, Pittsburgh, but I have to say this too, Pittsburgh looked good, you know?
For Pittsburgh, it looked good, yeah.
But even for NEC, I mean, I have to tell you, I thought that Pittsburgh, I didn't realize Pittsburgh had turned around the way it has, because it really fell when the steel industry went down. It was a one-industry town. But they have really brought Pittsburgh back. Very impressive. A lot of the emphasis now, the industries in health and education and electronics have replaced steel, and the city has a real resurgence. They really turned it around and cleaned it up. It looked good. But there was like nobody in the city yesterday except leaders of the G20, cops, and protesters. One protester got the microphone and let the cops have it.
Understand the orders you are taking right now are unconstitutional. Understand right now what you guys are doing here today will play effect throughout history. The Germans listened to their orders. The Germans violated their civil rights, God-given rights, in Nazi Germany in the 30s.
And the police made it very, very clear, though, that if the protests, and some of them did, got out of order, the cops would do their thing.
Once people start getting out of order and start violating the law, then that's when our officers will have to, do what they do.
Yeah, there were some protests there. Actually, it wasn't as bad, nowhere near as bad as it was in Seattle. Remember that a few years ago? And protesters out to protest the excesses of capitalism, as long as it doesn't get violent. Doesn't destroy property. I think it's good that they were there. We'll be right back.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Former Police Chief Joe DeLaurante.
The crime I'm about to reveal is intended to inform you about the risk of identity theft. As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times revealed the arrest of an identity theft ring responsible for over 130 million stolen credit and debit card numbers. 130 million, many from popular stores, restaurants, and websites. Even worse, some portion of those stolen cards were sold online to other thieves. And with 130 million stolen credit and debit cards floating around the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. So I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you?
Call now and mention Officer Joe to take 20% off. That's like 2 months free. Call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still have some scattered rain showers around the metro. It is causing some splashback. That could be an issue for you. Pretty normal-looking commute so far, though, on the freeways. Slowest jams on 25 heading southbound out of Thornton. Also around the DTC Cherry Creek Dam Road, shut down for maintenance over the weekend. They will reopen Monday, or Sunday, rather, at 6 p.m. Want to use 225 or Parker Road instead. Your forecast, a few scattered showers to start. Clearing this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, raise the volume. Now Campbell's Chunky Soup has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. Still filling and delicious, but now better for you. So raise the volume of Chunky Soup you buy. Campbell's Chunky Soup, better than ever. Here, AM 760.
You like that nothing beats Castrol Edge and wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Johnson, in my office!
hot, so not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Right now you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors, from the kids' rooms to the living room, and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it. Thanks to special deferred financing store-wide, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/30, U.S. only. See store for details.
Call the cops.
Put this monster behind bars.
Don't find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Get caught up with NBC Friday and start your weekend right.
Hey, gun!
Pour yourself a big glass of justice and lay back with a little mystery.
Did that add up to proof of murder?
With Law & Order and Dateline. Then laugh yourself to sleep with Jay Leno as he presents another new hour of comedy in prime time. That's a good way to start the weekend. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
These rules are clear. All nations have the right to peaceful nuclear energy. Those nations with nuclear weapons must move towards disarmament. Those nations without nuclear weapons must forsake them. That compact has largely held for decades, keeping the world far safer and more secure. And that compact depends on all nations living up to their responsibilities. This site deepens a growing concern that Iran is refusing to live up to those international responsibilities, including specifically revealing all nuclear-related activities. As the international community knows, this is not the first time that Iran has concealed information about its nuclear program. Iran has a right to peaceful nuclear power that meets the energy needs of its people. But the size and configuration of this facility is inconsistent with a peaceful program. Iran is breaking rules that all nations must follow, endangering the global non-proliferation regime, denying its own people access to the opportunity they deserve, and threatening the stability and security of the region and the world. It is time for Iran to act immediately to restore the confidence of the international community by fulfilling its international obligations. We remain committed to serious, meaningful engagement with Iran to address the nuclear issue through the P5 plus one negotiations. Through this dialogue, we are committed to demonstrating that international law is not an empty promise, that obligations must be kept, and the treaties will be enforced. And that's why there's a sense of urgency about the upcoming meeting on October 1st between Iran, the permanent members of the UN Security Council, and Germany. At that meeting, Iran must be prepared to cooperate fully and comprehensively with the IAEA to take concrete steps to create confidence and transparency in its nuclear program, and to demonstrate that it is committed to establishing its peaceful intentions through meaningful dialogue and concrete actions. To put it simply, Iran must comply with UN Security Council resolutions and make clear it is willing to meet its responsibilities as a member of the Community of Nations. We have offered Iran a clear path toward greater international integration if it lives up to its obligations, and that offer stands. But the Iranian government must now demonstrate through deeds its peaceful intentions or be held accountable to international standards and international law. I should point out that although the United Kingdom, France, and the United States made the presentation to Vienna, that Germany, a member of the P5 plus one, and Chancellor Merkel in particular, who could not be here this morning, wished to associate herself with these remarks. I would now like to turn to President Sarkozy of France for a brief statement.
President Obama with a very tough statement about Iran and its covert uranium enrichment facility. President, do we have the translator here for President Sarkozy?
A summit meeting of the Security Council on Disarmament and Nuclear Disarmament. I repeated my conviction that Iran was taking the international community on a dangerous path. I have recalled all the attempts that we have made to offer a negotiated solution to the Iranian leaders without any success, which what has been revealed today is exceptional. Following the enriching plant of Natanz in 2002, it is now the Khon one which is revealed. It was designed and built over the past several years in direct violation of resolutions from the Security Council and from the IAEA. I am expecting from the IAEA an exhaustive, strict and rigorous investigation, as President Obama just said. We were already in a very severe confidence crisis. We are now faced with a challenge made to the entire international community. The six will meet with the Iranian representatives in Geneva. Everything must be put on the table now. We cannot let Iranian leaders gain time while the motors are running. If by December there is not an in-depth change by the Iranian leaders, sanctions will have to be taken. This is for the peace and stability. Thank you.
President Sarkozy of France again joining President Obama in demanding that Iran allow immediate inspection of this facility. And now here is Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
Proliferation challenge that the world faces today. As President Obama and President Sarkozy have just said, the level of deception by the Iranian government and the scale of what we believe is the breach of international commitments will shock and anger the whole international community, and it will harden our resolve. Confronted by the serial deception of many years, the international community has no choice today but to draw a line in the sand. On October the 1st, Iran must now engage with the international community and join the international community as a partner. If it does not do so, it will be further isolated. And I say on behalf of the United Kingdom today, we will not let this matter rest, and we are prepared to implement further and more stringent sanctions. Let the message that goes out to the world be absolutely clear, that Iran must abandon any military ambitions for its nuclear program. Thank you.
So the news from Pittsburgh, this is very stunning, folks, a dramatic turn of events here. This news broke overnight. There was about this, the fact that the Iranians knew about this, learned that we knew about their secret plant, and then had written to the IAEA admitting that they had this plant. That this happened as the world leaders are gathering in Pittsburgh, and this statement that you just heard from the three leaders was put together overnight. This news conference had not been even called yesterday. It was called early this morning. So it was extraordinary that this news happened just as everybody, that they were gathering in Pittsburgh. Again, you heard President Obama, President Sarkozy, and Prime Minister Gordon Brown announce that Iran has been building this secret, covert, underground uranium enrichment facility, keeping it secret, not reporting it to the IAEA as required. They have condemned it. Iran has admitted that they have this plan, and our three world leaders have demanded that Iran immediately allow inspection by the IAEA. And all three of them said that Iran has to comply with UN resolutions and with the international agreements on nuclear power or be held accountable. Very, very important news there out of Pittsburgh. Basically, Iran caught with its pants down. I'll be back with today's parting shot.
I still believe we can do great things. and that here and now we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, the time is right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer for you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-8163. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-400-8163. That's 1-800-400-8163. 1-800-400-8163.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now, in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now, to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Imagine getting something that will never lose its value. Sound too good to be true? Well, it is true. Word is quickly spreading about the World Reserve's free private handout of armored safes, stocked with never-circulated U.S. government-issued coins and currency. These free armored safes are being turned over to the public who beat the giveaway deadline. To find out how to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins, you must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, September 25, my parting shot for today. Hey, is nobody willing to stand up and defend Acorn? Nobody? Well, then I will. And it's not hard to do so. Don't people realize all these attacks by Fox and Republicans against Acorn are nothing but an attempt to change the subject from health care and to further undermine, try to, President Obama? Look, has Acorn made mistakes? Of course. I mean, what 39-year-old organization with over 1,000 employees has not? Even members of the military have made mistakes, but does that mean we ought to shut down the Pentagon? Last year, for example, Fox accused Acorn of massive voter registration fraud. But guess what? They didn't find it. Yeah, there are a few bad apples here and there, but there was no widespread voter fraud. This year, a couple of stupid Acorn employees gave tax advice to a right-wing sting crew posing as pimp and prostitute. But again, guess what? Acorn fired the staffers, called the cops, hired a private investigator, and suspended their contract with the IRS.
For almost 40 years, you know, Acorn's been fighting for better housing, better wages, better schools, parks and jobs in over 100 cities in America. Don't let Fox fool you. The good that Acorn has done far, far outweighs a couple of mistakes. My parting shot for today, what a big week. This Iran nuclear facility and the troops in Afghanistan, we'll follow it and talk about it on Monday.
This is the Bill Press Show.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
The clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sebastiani. President Obama tells the G20 summit the Iranians have been caught red-handed.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has been building a covert uranium enrichment facility near Qom for several years.
Enriched uranium could be used to produce nuclear energy or nuclear weapons.
I'm Peter Mayer in Pittsburgh. President Obama is coupling disclosure of the Iranian plant with a demand for Tehran to let international inspectors look at what was a secret facility. U.S. officials say the White House decided to go public with details after Iran caught on that Western intel agencies were onto the project. This disclosure also helps the U.S. make the case for tougher sanctions on Iran.
The summit leaders in Pittsburgh have agreed to let the G20 take the lead in setting global economic policy from now on. Jill Schlesinger at CBSMoneyWatch.com says that means more power for emerging powers and less for the original G8 members like the United States, Europe, and Japan.
We have entered into a world where emerging economies, China, India, these kinds of countries, parts of Africa, are really important. And so this is a fairly significant change.
It's been a deadly 24 hours for American forces in southern Afghanistan. Three were killed in a roadside bombing. Shootings took two other lives. CBS's Mandy Clark in Kabul.
We are seeing increased number of deaths through gun battles, but still, roadside bombs are the biggest killer to U.S. forces.
Military veterans are telling Uncle Sam, show me the money. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. What's this about, Steve?
It's about vets who submitted paperwork for programs under the new GI Bill months ago and still haven't been reimbursed. The GI Bill was expanded and boosted with more money after 9/11, and the VA insists processing time is now about 34 days. Some vets have started college footing the bill up front for tuition and books and are still waiting. The VA does a lot of this still by hand. An automated system is about a year away, Frank.
The FBI says it knows how an alleged wannabe bomber went about getting chemicals and bomb-making know-how. But CBS's Armin Katayan tells us it wants to know when and where Najibullah Zazi planned to strike and who was going to help him.
They have Zazi at the root. Mm-hmm. They have these 12 disciples in the ring around them. What the FBI is now trying to do is to identify the individuals who are tied to those 12 disciples and see if they can tie them back to Zazi.
An Associated Press investigation finds that contaminated drinking water has been found in schools from coast to coast over the past 10 years. Reporter Garance Burke says the problem affects big cities and small towns alike.
You could have pesticides in the groundwater. You could have arsenic that's naturally occurring and that sort of finds its way into the school water system.
One of every five schools with its own water supply violated the Safe Drinking Water Act in the past decade. A new government report is the latest sign manufacturing will be slow to recover. August orders for durable goods were weaker than expected. S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
You work hard to stay healthy. Now at GNC and GNC.com, there's a sale that works hard for you. Our semi-annual Buy One Vitapack program, Get One Half Price Sale. Heart health, joint health, or more energy, each convenient pack gives you the specific vitamins and supplements you need every day. Buy One Vitapack program, choose a second one at half price. Our GNC sales associates make good health easy. Give us 5 minutes. Profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only at participating GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Najibullah Zazi is due to appear in court in Denver today. Investigators say Zazi had searched the internet and gone to beauty supply stores to buy chemicals needed to build bombs for Al-Qaeda. A lot of rain in the metro area this morning, and it gets worse as you head to the high country. Listener John drove through the snow falling on Vail Pass.
Well, there was probably a couple inches on the ground. It was snowing hard. Then once I got into Vail, it wasn't too bad, just wet.
The National Weather Service says that snow will taper off as the morning matures. Summit County health officials say a 13-year-old Breckenridge boy's death this week might have been related to swine flu. The state health department has reported 3 Coloradans have died this month because of swine flu. Sports: Rockies get beat by San Diego 5-4. They still lead Atlanta now by 3.5 games for the wild card. St. Louis visits Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Yep. It's a tough drive as you're out and about. This is in the high country, actually, where westbound I-70 shut down at the Eisenhower Tunnel. That due to a multi-vehicle accident involving a semi. Sounds like that thing is jackknife blocking up all lanes of travel. Now, around Denver, Fridays are typically lighter than usual, but we are going to see volume building for southbounders on I-25 on that approach to 84th. Northbound 2.25 also starting to drag a bit, pretty much just after that Parker curve up towards Mississippi. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a relatively mild day temperature-wise, about 10 degrees warmer than yesterday, with a high of about 63, 64. Currently, we're seeing scattered showers throughout the metro. Those are starting to taper off, but we've still got those cloudy skies, patchy fog in spots, and it's 45 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell program.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank God it's Friday. Really. Even though it's raining out there still. I mean, give it a rest.
Really.
I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. Another Friday upon us. A lot of news out there. Terrorism investigation continues. Not really much to say about it, I don't think. We had our discussion about whether it makes you support stronger or more civil liberties infringing policies, like the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. Not really much to say about an ongoing investigation. So we're not going to debate it, really, in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, but we will keep tracking the investigation for you. I certainly think it's freaky to know that that there might have been an al-Qaeda bomb plot taking place here, at least in part in Denver. It's pretty freaky, but, you know, not a lot to really debate about an ongoing investigation. But there is a lot to debate about healthcare, about the war in Afghanistan, new poll numbers out, more on the budget deficit here in Colorado. We've got a packed show for you at 8. We're going to be joined by J. Malcolm Garcia. His new book is about his trip to Afghanistan. He spent on and off 7 years there. He's just back, and we'll ask him about his experience there, what it's like to actually be in Afghanistan. And then at 9, we'll check in with Colorado Polls founder and editor Jason Bain for all the gossip and details of the political machinations here in Colorado this week. A couple new polls out I'll fill you in on, including a very surprising poll about Republican attitudes on the taxpayer bill of rights. You know, we think that we hear from right-wing lunatic radio hosts and TV people in this state that that Republicans just love the taxpayer bill of rights, but wait till you hear about this new poll about the taxpayer bill of rights. By the way, a new poll not from any conservative operation or liberal operation, just a straight down the line polling operation about the taxpayer bill of rights. I'll fill you in on that, but first let's do our national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So the big new poll, the big national poll out from the New York Times and CBS News today, the headline, Public Wary of Obama on War and Health. Now we'll get to how this that headline is rigged in a second. But what the New York Times says is President Obama is confronting declining support for his handling of the war in Afghanistan and an electorate confused and anxious about a health care overhaul as he prepares for pivotal battles over both issues. However, Mr. Obama is going into the fall having retained considerable political strength. At 56%, his approval rating is down from earlier in the year, but still very strong at this point compared with recent presidents, including, by the way, Ronald Reagan. Obama, far more popular in his term right now than Ronald Reagan was in his term at the same analogous period. More Americans are now starting to credit the stimulus package with having helped to revive the economy, and Obama retains decided advantages with the American public over Republicans on prominent issues, starting with health care. The poll finds that, and I'm just sifting through the numbers here, the poll suggests that Mr. Obama is in a decidedly more commanding position than the Republicans on the health care issue. Most Americans trust Obama more than Republicans to make the right decisions on the issue. 76%. I mean, that is a huge number. 76% said Republicans had not even laid out a clear health care plan whatsoever. And by a lopsided margin, poll respondents said that Obama and not Republicans had made an effort to cross party lines and strike a deal that has bipartisan support. At the same time, there's been a slip in the confidence in Mr. Obama's handling of the war in Afghanistan. There is tepid support for maintaining troop strength there, and much less support for increasing it. And I'll just give you a couple of these numbers. 56%, the job approval rating, again, higher than Ronald Reagan's and way higher than Bill Clinton's at the same time. The percentage of people who approve of the way Obama has dealt with Afghanistan's dropped to 44% from 56% in April. That's a huge drop. The percentage of Americans who approve of his handling of the economy at 50% has dropped from 61%. That's a big drop. In April, Obama had a 43-point advantage over Republicans in terms of who would make the right decisions on the economy. That's dropped to a 26-point advantage. Now, in fairness, a 26-point advantage is still a giant advantage. Americans believe the economy is on the mend. But here's when I mentioned that the poll numbers, or the headline, was kind of rigged to make it seem like they weren't so good on health care. My buddy Dean Baker, he's the economist, and he writes for the American Prospect. He's got a great blog called Beat the Press. And he says that the New York Times poll found that the overwhelming majority the overwhelming majority of the public support giving people the option to be in a Medicare-type public option health care plan. 65% in favor of that and just 26% opposed. By far the strongest positive result related to anything President Obama is pushing. Of course, that little note buried in the story. That's an incredible, incredible number, 65%. Some more health care news. One of the toughest Democrats to corral in the Senate confirmed on Thursday that he is not committed to helping his party block a Republican filibuster of any health care legislation. Senator Ben Nelson of neighboring Nebraska, neighboring here in Colorado, has long been a skeptic of, almost anything Democrats have pushed, and specifically the public option for insurance coverage. And now he's saying he may vote to sustain a Republican filibuster of health care reform. To the negotiations in the Senate Finance Committee, President Obama scored a big victory, and I think consumers lost in a huge way on Thursday, as the Finance Committee rejected a proposal to require pharmaceutical companies to give bigger discounts to Medicare on drugs dispensed to older Americans with low incomes. The victory came at the expense of senators and Mr. Obama's own party, who had championed the proposal. The vote upheld that secret deal reached in June by the White House and the drug industry, which saw an agreement whereby the industry would agree to spend tens of millions of dollars in ads pushing Obama's final health care package as long as the government didn't use its power to demand and negotiate price cuts in prescription drugs for Medicare. A really, really, really corrupt deal. So the Democrats and the Finance Committee brought forward an amendment to cut that deal out of Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus's bill. Baucus, a huge recipient, one of the biggest recipients of health care money and pharmaceutical money in the Senate. Democrats, rank and file on the committee, brought forward an amendment to strip out that deal. And all Republicans and three Democrats, Max Baucus, Tom Carper, and Robert Menendez, whored themselves out to the pharmaceutical industry and voted it down, like the reliable harlots that they are. Pretty sick. And we're talking about $80 to $100 billion that the failure to cut that out is going to cost. The pharmaceutical industry literally buying support from the White House and from those three Democrats by promising to air ads in support of Obama and those Democrats for doing that. Really, really sick. Two state budget crises, in need of cash. Arizona puts offices on sale in Phoenix, one of the most embattled real estate markets in the country. The state government is looking to sell off major office buildings that it owns, to privatize the ownership of them and then re-rent them for state government. So really, really cutting to the bone now. International news. The government of Iran has told the International Atomic Energy Agency that it's building a previously undisclosed uranium enrichment plant for making fuel, the nuclear watchdog agency said Friday. That's all over the news right now. Democratic political committees have seen a decline in their fundraising fortunes this year, a result of complacency among their rank-and-file donors and a de facto boycott by many of their wealthiest givers who've been put off by the party's harsh rhetoric about big business. I don't believe that last part that the Washington Post says. That's a lot of crap. What I think this is what's happening here is that the Democratic base is basically demoralized and not interested in handing over money in a recession to a Democratic Party that doesn't seem all that serious about fighting in a real way for a robust progressive agenda. Wall Street Journal headline, battle brews over unused TARP cash. The U.S. Treasury Department is discussing ways to keep in reserve some emergency bailout funds, even if the Troubled Asset Relief Program, that's the bailout, isn't extended by Congress beyond the end of the year. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner may opt to extend the program by executive fiat. And even if the program isn't extended, Geithner said he may want to keep at least some of the money that is yet to be committed on hand, so that he can dole it out to his financial industry friends whenever he sees fit. Here's some good news. The Senate yesterday approved a big budget increase for the Interior Department and the Environmental Protection Agency as it passed the $32 billion spending measure for the budget years that starts next week. It's amazing. Just it puts these numbers in perspective. Tim Geithner still wants to sit on a kitty of $120 billion that's uncommitted in the $700 billion bailout. Just to put it in comparison, a quote-unquote big budget increase for the EPA is about $8 billion. The entire environmental protection apparatus in the United States is a tiny fraction of the money still left over from the bank bailout. Just gives you a real sense of the numbers here. This is really a sick news, I think, the appointment that happened yesterday in Massachusetts. The legislature empowered Governor Deval Patrick to appoint a replacement for Senator Ted Kennedy in the Senate. Everybody was, all Democrats have been excited about this. There was supposed to be a special election. There still will be a special election, but there will be a quick replacement instead of having to wait for the special election. And I guess that's a good thing. But this little story tells you all you need to know about how the Democratic Party operates and how really politics operates these days. Patrick had a perfectly, I think, honorable statesman to fill this interim position. Somebody who had served the people of Massachusetts, a three-term governor, a one-time Democratic presidential nominee, Michael Dukakis, and a solid, you know, if unspectacular, progressive voice. You know, not a firebrand, but a pretty solid liberal progressive. He was endorsed by the Boston Globe. Instead, Patrick picked a guy named Paul Kirk, who, I'm not kidding about this. This is real. Paul Kirk was a pharmaceutical lobbyist and a longtime corporate lawyer and corporate fundraiser for the Democratic Party. He's never held public office, never represented the people of Massachusetts, a pharmaceutical lobbyist to fill Ted Kennedy's slot in the Senate during the final negotiations on health care. I mean, that should say everything you need to know about how rotted and corrupt our political process really is. To appoint a pharmaceutical lobbyist to fill Ted Kennedy's position. And in our final two stories of the national news update, I love this story from Politico. It used to be that lawmakers were coy about any ideas they had about heading for K Street, the lobbying firms in Washington, D.C., waiting until their terms ended before announcing they were beginning a more lucrative career. But in recent years, members of Congress planning to whore themselves out as lobbyists have not been able to wait. In fact, when Florida Republican Mel Martinez this week accepted a position with the mega lobbying law firm DLA Piper, it brought to five the number of former lawmakers since just 2007 who've abandoned their constituents midterm. So they left their office midterm and almost immediately resurfaced with lobbying firms, according to data provided by the Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics. And our final story, this was mentioned in the CBS News update. Over the last decade, AP reports the drinking water at thousands of schools across the country has been found to contain unsafe levels of lead, pesticides, and dozens of other toxins. AP investigation found the contaminants have surfaced at public and private schools in all 50 states in small towns and inner city alike. The problem has gone largely unmonitored, however, by the federal government. That's what you get when you continue slashing the budgets of the EPA and other regulatory agencies. This is a very, very good example of what you get. So to all the anti-government people out there, you know, who say they want their country back and support family values, the agenda that you have created of cutting the government may be poisoning, literally, your children in their school. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
I don't know why we want our kids drinking clean water anyway, Dave.
I you know, hey, family values, baby. You know, seriously. Family values. Get rid of the government. I don't want our kids drinking clean water. Oh man, what love for the next generation. All right, after the break, I'll fill you in on this new poll on the taxpayer bill of rights. It's going to blow your mind if you've followed this debate. This is the big Republican proposal that has decimated our state, and the conventional wisdom has always been that has such huge Republican support, conservative support in Colorado. A new poll out says exactly the opposite. So when you hear all the lunatics on local Colorado radio citing the Taxpayer Bill of Rights as some great, well-supported piece of legislation that rank-and-file Republicans in Colorado like, you're going to have this little piece of data to shove right up their ass. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Our major situation is up in the high country. Westbound I-70 shut down at the Eisenhower Tunnel due to a multi-vehicle accident. A semi is involved there. It does look like some folks are getting over Loveland Pass around that. But, again, the Eisenhower Tunnel is shut down on the westbound side. Back around town, normal jams coming into downtown on southbound 25, westbound 76, and eastbound 270. We do have a closure. Cherry Creek Dam Road shut down for the weekend. They will reopen on Sunday at 6 p.m. Got some maintenance there. You want to use 225 or Parker Road as your alternate. Also got a crash northbound Colorado at Evans. Your forecast, cloudy to start, becoming clear this afternoon. Maybe a bit breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Sunday look good, though. Sunny skies and highs near 80 on both days. Your current downtown temperature is 49 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DirecTV is in the penalty box. DirecTV.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistance a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Start sticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you get preferred seating offered to Visa Signature cardholders when they buy their tickets through Broadway.com. Experience the most out of life with insider connections from your Visa Signature card. As a cardholder, you enjoy access to advanced ticket sales and preferred seating at popular music and hit Broadway shows, plus advanced screenings to select Hollywood films. For event details and tickets, go to Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Just got two calls to the station. One person ranting and raving that I somehow have it wrong about Paul Kirk, the appointee to fill Ted Kennedy's spot. Paul Kirk was a pharmaceutical lobbyist. Paul Kirk was a huge corporate lawyer. Paul Kirk has never held any public office whatsoever. I really have a problem with people calling up and trying to debate the facts. Those are empirical facts. There's a really funny story in the San Francisco Chronicle about how to talk to idiots. It's just out today, how you actually talk to idiots. And you have three ways of dealing with idiots. One, you can throw facts, data, and reality at idiots, but that's probably not going to work, because if somebody is a committed idiot, then they've already decided to ignore facts, data, and reality. The other thing you can do is answer their idiocy with your own idiocy, right? Try to dumb everything down, try to scream at them with the same level of hysteria and idiocy that they're screaming at you with. But that's not really going to work. That's mutually assured destruction, mutually assured idiocy. So the best way to deal with idiots is just to not talk to idiots. That's just to go around them. That's my problem is I have trouble ignoring idiots. Maybe call me thin-skinned or call me overly committed to actual facts. I have trouble ignoring idiots. But, you know, if you want to call up and pretend or somehow debate things like, oh, you know, Paul Kirk, the Massachusetts Senate nominee, and claim that he's not or he wasn't a pharmaceutical lobbyist, that's just a waste of everybody's time. We'll post on our website, www.am760.net, the report out from the Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics about Paul Kirk's connections, his business ties. And as I said, I think it says a lot about Democratic politics when a Democratic governor could appoint somebody like Michael Dukakis, who was a three-term governor of Massachusetts, who has represented that state, has a very deep connection to that state's voters, chooses instead somebody who was a pharmaceutical lobbyist and has never been in public office before in his life. I think that says a lot about the corruption of the Democratic Party. Now, let's turn to our Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So this is a crazy story about our environmental record here in Denver. This is from Science Daily. The headline, Denver to Barcelona, global cities and greenhouse gas emissions. Denver released the largest amount of greenhouse gas emissions and Barcelona the smallest amount in a new study documenting how differences in climate, population density, and other factors affect greenhouse gas emissions in global cities. So we're not just talking about American cities here. We're talking about global cities. The study, which could identify ways in which cities can reduce global greenhouse gas emissions, is scheduled for release October 1st in the issue of Environmental Science and Technology, a semi-monthly journal. We're going to get Christopher Kennedy, the author of that study, on the show here to discuss what this is all about. I mean, I'm not saying we're perfect, but it's really hard to believe that we are the number one city in the world for greenhouse gas emissions. It's disturbing reality. To that poll I promised, Colorado Polls reporting, we'll talk to Jason Bain at 9 about this. He's the editor and writer of Colorado Polls. A new poll released by the Republican-leaning Terrence Group has generally unsurprising numbers. A slight plurality of respondents approve of Governor Ritter's job performance, but an ominous majority are also ready for a new person in the office. Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott McGinnis continues to top Josh Penry in terms of name recognition in that Republican gubernatorial primary. Senator Michael Bennett has a lead over primary challenger Andrew Romanoff, and Jane Norton is out in front of Republican Senate candidate Ken Buck. One of the notable facts in this survey, very, very interesting fact, if you read down into questions about Colorado policy proposals, you find that 55% of respondents in this Republican poll, and a surprising 61% in the Colorado Springs area, the most conservative part of the state, think that the taxpayer bill of rights should be totally repealed. 55% of the state in a Republican poll think that the taxpayer bill of rights should be repealed, including 61% in Colorado Springs. So The next time you hear a right-wing lunatic on the airwaves here, or you see him writing in the newspaper here about how the taxpayer bill of rights is widely popular in Colorado, take this poll and shove it straight up their rear end. Denver Post reports Colorado Republicans fired up for election as their party is set to meet today. Colorado Democrats cheered after the past three election cycles, but Republicans increasingly believe they'll be the ones celebrating in 2010. They are converging on Keystone today for 2 days of meetings, the highlight of which is expected to be a straw poll in the U.S. Senate and governor's races taken after candidates speak tonight. I'm sure we'll get news from that over the weekend. And as I said, that poll, that Republican poll, gives a big lead to Scott McGinnis in the gubernatorial race. I'm trying to get the numbers on the Senate race here. I can't find them right now. To the terrorism investigation, the headline of the Denver Post: Feds Aurora terror suspect shopped for bomb materials in a beauty supply store here in Colorado for nearly a week. Najibullah Zazi told the FBI reporters and even his own attorney that he had nothing to do with plotting a terrorist attack, but an FBI affidavit and indictment unsealed Thursday charged that for weeks Zazi had been following bomb-making instructions, collecting chemicals from beauty supply shops, and testing the preparation of a hydrogen peroxide bomb in a metro area hotel room. It's pretty scary stuff. We talked yesterday about the hepatitis C outbreak at Rose Medical Center. Asked whether you're worried about healthcare standards at our healthcare facilities here in Colorado. Well, this isn't going to make you feel any better. St. Joseph's Hospital failed to ensure the safety of patients it sent to a doctor-owned orthopedic hospital where a young woman died because of a medication error, according to a state report released Thursday. The Denver hospital criticized in the 76-page report for not providing enough oversight of the smaller Colorado Orthopedic and Surgical Hospital, was forced to submit a correction plan to the state health department. In political news, making the rounds Wednesday on Capitol Hill, Colorado State Representative Cory Gardner may not exactly have run from the ghost of Marilyn Musgrave. He is in D.C. touting his candidacy in the race against incumbent Congresswoman Betsy Markey. A couple more Colorado stories here. Colorado Independent reports that a Clean Water Act suit has been filed successfully only once against a voluntary mine drainage cleanup project. Basically, it's a story about how some Good Samaritan provisions in laws protecting volunteer groups may get in the way of some environmental cleanup up in Leadville. Check it out at ColoradoIndependent.com. Authorities say an RTD bus struck a light pole during the morning commute in Denver, sending 13 people to hospitals, including the driver. That's on CBS4. It's just breaking. And again, just want to remind you, the final news update story in the Colorado news update is just a reminder. 55% of poll respondents in a new statewide Republican poll say they oppose and want fully repealed the taxpayer bill of rights. That's right. 55% of the state wants the taxpayer bill of rights repealed. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, I'll fill you in on some news of the weird, news of the crazy, including a new surgical procedure to deal with weight control. There's gastric bypass stuff. This is a procedure to put a patch on your tongue to make food not taste as good so that you won't eat as much. This is out of our News of the Weird segment. We'll fill you in on that. Then we'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo for the first topic of the morning. Stick around to get involved and jump into the dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
As long as it doesn't take the taste of beer away, Dave.
Absolutely. I am so psyched for tomorrow, man.
I'm psyched for tonight.
Oh, you're going tonight.
I'm going tonight, my man. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, Dave.
But, all right. Well,
I can't wait to hear that new procedure.
When you're done tonight, make sure to send me an email and let me know which are the best places to go to in the beer festival.
I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Russian River Brewing Company.
Russian River.
Out of Santa Rosa, California. Make sure you stop there and have a little cup of Pliny the Elder.
Pliny the Elder.
All right.
right, man. You're serious.
Yeah,
dude.
I am a serious beer drinker. All right. I'm a serious traffic reporter, too, people, I promise. Got a crash westbound I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel. A semi involved there, as well as several cars. That is going to be a problem for you as you're trying to make your way into Summit County. Back around town, no crashes on the highways. We do have one surface street accident. It's on Colorado and Evans in the cleanup phase, though. Also want to let you know, dam maintenance on Cherry Creek Dam Road going to be shut down for the weekend, reopened by 6 p.m. Sunday. Got to use Parker Road or 225 if you're normally using Cherry Creek Dam Road. Our heaviest jams right now are on 25 coming southbound out of Thornton, also downtown after I-70. Also busy in Aurora, southbound 225, Parker Road down to the Tech Center merge. Your forecast, cloudy to start, becoming clear this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s right now, 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
FreewayUsed.com. Where do people go for the best prices on over 500 used vehicles? FreewayUsed.com. All makes, all models, low prices. FreewayUsed.com. Number one in Colorado. Freeway Ford Denver, Longmont Ford, or FreewayUsed.com.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that. So I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Call the cops.
Put this monster behind bars.
Don't find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Get caught up with NBC Friday and start your weekend right.
Hey, gun!
Pour yourself a big glass of justice and lay back with a little mystery.
Did that add up to proof of murder?
With Law and Order and Dateline. Then laugh yourself to sleep with Jay Leno as he presents another new hour of comedy in prime time. That's a good way to start the weekend. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
For free, 1-800-605-9503. That's 1-800-605-9503.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors, from the kids' rooms to the living room, and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it. Thanks to special deferred financing store-wide, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/30, U.S. only. See store for details.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch it. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Sound, that's time for News of the Weird. Weird news out there. Fanged frog, 162 other new species found in Mekong. In Bangkok, a gecko with leopard-like spots is on its body, and a fanged frog that eats birds are among the 163 new species discovered last year in the Mekong River region of Southeast Asia, an environmental group said Friday. No thank you for a fanged frog. Ugh. Giant baby draws spectators to Indonesian hospital. Indonesia's heaviest ever newborn drew curious crowds Friday to a hospital where the boy named Akbar came into the world at a record 19.2 pounds. 19.2 pound baby. God, that childbirth must have been brutal. Dustin Diamond. Remember Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell? He's got a new tell-all book called Behind the Bell, alleging hookups, pot smoking on the set of Saved by the Bell. That's in Us Magazine. The most barbaric weight loss treatment of the day goes to Chuge Tongue Patch, a postage stamp-sized piece of mesh that's surgically attached to your tongue to make eating painful. So it doesn't just take away your sense of taste, it actually makes eating painful. Now, some news from the science world, pretty weird. While American folklore tells us that George Washington never told a lie, the topic of lying on Capitol Hill, at work, or at home is big news. Given the apparent fascination with the topic, a Washington and Lee University philosophy professor who wrote the definition of lying for the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy says that, strictly speaking, there's far less lying, real lying, in society than we might think. James Mahon, who chairs the philosophy department at WNL, has taught a popular course called Lies, Deception, and Secrets, describes his definition of a lie this way. Certain conditions have to be in place for a statement to rise to the level of a lie. Check out this story at livescience.com. Why people hoard stuff. It's another story over there at livescience.com. Gene research suggests that a region on chromosome 14 may be linked with compulsive hoarding in families with OCD. So a genetic reason for hoarding and selfishness. It's pretty crazy. And, of course, the ultimate circus act, Glenn Beck. He's in the news. You know how Glenn Beck's Mr. Anti-government guy? Yeah, he was in his hometown in Washington State accepting a government ceremony for a government key to the city this weekend, with a lot of controversy around that. Some good news about Glenn Beck, knowing that he is a hypocrite. That's the second piece of hypocrisy we've found on Glenn Beck this week. The first piece, of course, Glenn Beck railing on Wall Street largesse after trumpeting the Wall Street bailout. You know, he runs around now and says that he's against giving away taxpayer money to Wall Street. Meanwhile, during the debate over the bailout, he said that the bailout should pass and that it actually should be bigger. Here's some good news, though. A new poll out showing that the percentage of people who have not heard of Glenn Beck is 42% of America. So that's encouraging. You know, we tend to think everybody's a political junkie out there, but 42% of people have not heard of Glenn Beck. 45% have heard nothing about the Baucus health care bill. 43% have heard nothing about the Acorn controversy. And 40% have heard nothing about the so-called 9/12 rallies in Washington, D.C. recently. So there's a lot of people who are just not tuned in to all this stuff. And you know what? There's a good side of that, too. Really. If most Americans don't know who Glenn Beck is, then there can be hope. Now, speaking of Glenn Beck, I just wanted to play you this little clip from Saturday Night Live making fun of Glenn Beck. It's so funny. The ranting. I told you yesterday, I can't even follow the ranting and ravings of Glenn Beck anymore. When I was driving home yesterday, I tried to just get a little bite of it, and I couldn't even follow what he's talking about. And Saturday Night Live is basically made fun of that. Here's a clip of a Saturday Night Live skit, and the first voices you'll hear are the president, their guy who plays President Obama, and a presidential aide discussing whether to go on Fox News.
Are you sure you don't want to speak to Fox News? Who knows? Maybe they can be fair and balanced.
Really? Let's check in with Glenn Beck.
And if I write down the name Obama, we can rearrange the letters and spell aroma. And I don't like what I'm smelling. And for those of you saying, hey, Glenn, those letters don't actually rearrange the spell bad. Well, to you I say, in Mother Russia they do.
So, there's obviously Obama, the word Obama does not, you cannot rearrange the words to spell aroma. Oh, man, Saturday Night Live is so funny. All right, we'll go to the phones. Open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo. New poll out shows President Obama's approval ratings fairly high, higher than a bunch of modern presidents, but people losing confidence in him on the Afghanistan war, his numbers slipping on health care. Are you losing confidence in Barack Obama? Let's check in on this topic. I'm curious where everybody is. Obama here in Colorado weighing in on behalf of Michael Bennett. Does that piss you off? Does his cutting this deal with the pharmaceutical industry, does that piss you off? This secret deal where they promised that healthcare legislation would not force drug prices down in exchange for the drug industry promising to air $100 million in ads promoting Barack Obama. Do you think Obama has sold out? Do you think he's doing a good job? 303-713-7600. Let's take temperature, see how people are feeling about President Obama. Let's go to Danny in Boulder County. Danny, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, thank you for that piece on the replacement for Ted Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people need to know that kind of stuff.
When I first heard that, just that, you know, the 10-second, you know, news blurb, I thought, good, it sounds, you know, like we have somebody who's really, you know, similar to Kennedy. And it's like, when I hear this, it's really disappointing.
It is. I mean, he served back in the 70s as a staffer for Ted Kennedy for, I think, four or five years. But you know, this is a guy, again, who's never held public office. Paul Kirk never held public office, was a big-time corporate lawyer and corporate fundraiser for the Democratic Party. And I think just symbolizing that, he was a registered pharmaceutical industry lobbyist. I mean, that is to select a pharmaceutical industry lobbyist in the middle of a healthcare debate to succeed a healthcare champion like Ted Kennedy instead of somebody like Michael Dukakis. And I'm not saying Michael Dukakis is the greatest thing in the world, but it's just incredible.
Well, my frustration is I just coined a new term. It's the demo dorks. You know, and they have sold out to big money, special interests, just like the Republicans have. And it's so disappointing. I have no idea. I supported Obama. I thought he was the real deal. I thought we were going to see some real change. I called at the, White House several times a week, begging him to, take a leadership role instead of, letting, Max Baucus, you know, and the other sellouts, you know, decide
and he hasn't taken that leadership role. I think you're giving voice to exactly what I think. If you could sum up the frustration with Obama, it's not even, I think a lot of people are not even frustrated with him necessarily on individual issues. It's like, where are you taking command of the debate? Why is Max Baucus, why is the Senate Finance Committee, why are these sellout politicians in Congress being allowed to take control of the debate? You're the president. Where have you been? I mean, I think he's reasserted himself a little bit better in the last maybe week, 2 weeks. But I think over the summer, people were like, where has Barack Obama gone? Danny, thanks so much for the call, man. Drive safe. 751 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. More of your calls And at after the break, and at 8, remember, we're going to be joined by a guy, a new an author with a new book who has spent on and off 7 years in Afghanistan. He's going to tell us what it's actually like to be there. So stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still got this situation up in the high country, semi-crash, multi-vehicle accident as well, right before the Eisenhower Tunnels. So westbound side is shut down. She's trying to get into Summit County, back around town, stop and go, southbound 225, Parker Road to 25. Same deal, eastbound 270, trying to get into downtown from I-76 onto I-70. Got a crash on 287 north of Lafayette there, close to Boulder. Also a crash Wadsworth at I-70. And in the cleanup phase, northbound Colorado at Evans. The forecast, cloudy start becoming clear this afternoon. Maybe a bit breezy. Highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Watch an all-new season of Crash, a Starz original series where the constant pursuit of the unattainable make the most unlikely characters collide. Starring Dennis Hopper and Eric Roberts. Tune in tonight for an all-new episode at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Starz.
Imagine getting something that one less chore. Pick up and deliver at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
Fox Friday. Future Hall of Famer Michael Strahan stars as a football star who's fallen on hard times.
Is that true, Michael? No, Pop, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah? Why are you going to fight Daddy Bonaducci for $10,000?
But when everything falls apart around you, it's family that sticks together.
The only thing I own is this house.
Well, now, technically, you signed that over to us, but that's not important right now.
It's the premiere of Brothers, a new comedy, followed by the season premiere of Dollhouse, only on the new Fox Broadcast.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, and you'll feel safer than you've ever felt before.
It's like my identity is swaddled in bubble wrap, then surrounded in marshmallows, which is in an armored car inside a bank vault.
With Identity Guard, you'll be able to see your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks.
If I want to click on a suspicious-looking email, that's what I'm going to do.
And if anything seems amiss, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you. And our $1 million loss insurance.
I feel so safe, I'm going to share my Social Security number with the world. Actually, that's a really stupid idea.
Identity management that comes with that toasty, all wrapped up in a snuggy feeling. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Exposure to some sophisticated investment options, unless they have three more zeros after their balance or something like that. Kent Peterson, a guy in our office here, has put together a personalized investment plan constructed by managed by best-in-class institutional money managers. And typically, money managers are not available to you unless you have $100,000 or more for each money manager. Well, if you have $25,000, Kent can show you how to approach some of these investments that are typically only available to the ultra-wealthy. So if you call Kent, he'll tell you how to do it with as little as $25,000.
Hey, that's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
I might be giving you a call. It's at 303-694-1600. Again, the number is 303-694-1600 to reach Mike Spear and the team at Presidential Brokerage. And again, as I always say, you can't just let your money sit out there. You got to have a strategy behind it, especially in these up and down times. 303-694-1600. Mike, have a great weekend.
All right, David, you too. Thanks a lot.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
I have questions, and I want to know both sides of every issue. That's why I turn to the news source I trust, the Denver Post. With the largest reporting staff in Colorado, I get the news and issues that are important to me. It's no wonder that more people turn to DenverPost.com for breaking news than anywhere else. And I want to know how to have a voice in the discussion. So for me, there are the DenverPost.com's blogs and online forums, plus the Post's Facebook and Twitter features. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
Are you happy or not happy with President Obama? I figure we'd check in with folks and see how they how they're feeling about President Obama in light of this new poll out showing his support is, well, it's not hugely high, but it's not declining nearly as fast as Republicans claim. We'll go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave, I'm appreciating your fire in your belly.
AM 760.
Thanks, man. Sorry about that.
No, when you see an idiot, you call it as it is, and I appreciate you starting to, I'm really seeing that in you, and I appreciate that. You know, as far as Obama goes, I have a friend, she's 80 years old, black lady, that said that from day one, I voted for Obama, and she's told me that he was a con man, and I'm starting to wonder if you know, the dude just likes the sound of his own voice. You know,
well, I think that's the question, and I think people do feel a little bit duped on a lot of these issues. Why is he cutting deals with pharma? I don't know if he's a con man, but I think people are asking that question. And we'll continue to ask it after the national news.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than three?
Osteoporosis. Hot flushes. Night sweats. Difficulty sleeping. Lack of energy. For women going through menopause, these concerns become a part of life. If you are menopausal and experiencing postmenopausal symptoms, you may be eligible to participate in our clinical research study. The purpose of this study is to test whether an investigational drug safely and effectively prevents postmenopausal osteoporosis and helps menopausal symptoms while ensuring endometrial safety.
For more information about this menopause and osteoporosis prevention study, call Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733. Again, that's Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Centipani. Concern that Iran is bent on getting nuclear weapons has overtaken economic issues at the G20 summit underway now in Pittsburgh. A short time ago, President Obama said the Iranians have spent years building a secret uranium enrichment plant.
The Iranian government must now demonstrate through deeds its peaceful intentions or be held accountable to international standards and international law.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown joined the president's demand to let international inspectors see what's going on.
Confronted by the serial deception of many years, the international community has no choice today but to draw a line in the sand.
The summit leaders have agreed to give the G20 the lead role in shaping global economic policy. CBS Money Watch's Jill Schlesinger tells us that reflects the growing influence of China, India, and other emerging powers.
These other countries now are really contributing to global growth, and they have been pressing to have a seat at the table.
But a bigger role for them will mean a diminished role for the original G8 powers, the United States, Europe, and Japan. The symbol of a dark time in American history is making a comeback. Live to CBS's Steve Cathan.
From the Dust Bowl days of the Grapes of Wrath and the Great Depression.
They told me to tell you to get off, and that's what I'm telling you.
You mean get off my own land?
To the current recession, where campgrounds are now home for the foreclosed and jobless.
What we're finding is an increased number of campers and campgrounds are people who are actually using this as their primary place of residence.
Neil Donovan of the National Coalition for the Homeless says rent for some is just a few hundred dollars a month, water and electric included.
Frank. Five American service members have been killed in enemy attacks in Afghanistan in the past 24 hours, all in Taliban strongholds in the southern part of the country. Afghan officials say they'll recount 10% of the ballots cast in last month's disputed presidential election. Independent monitors question the legitimacy of a quarter of the presidential ballots. The Associated Press says the drinking water at thousands of schools across the country has been found to contain dangerous chemicals. AP reporter Garance Burke broke the story.
Cities like Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Seattle, Los Angeles found major problems in terms of lead contamination in their water supply.
Lead, pesticides, and other contaminants surfaced at schools in all 50 states. Charles Manson follower Susan Atkins has died of brain cancer. She was 61. California prison spokeswoman Terry Thornton.
I don't believe that her family was there. They had been allowed to visit her, but she was on hospice status. That's a program that we have at some of our prisons in the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation here in California. So she was not alone.
Atkins admitted killing actress Sharon Tate in 1969. Want tickets to the Los Angeles premiere of the Michael Jackson documentary, This Is It? Get in line.
He's the man. He's the king of pop. And he's worth it. I'll stay out here 10 days straight if I have to.
The line began forming yesterday. Tickets go on sale Sunday. The Dow's down 17. This is CBS News.
You've just purchased a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. You feel in command. Intuitive in-dash technologies enable your every move. You feel empowered turning the ignition. Over 100 years of engineering prowess and racing heritage spring to life. You feel smart as you realize you got all this at an absolutely incredible price. Backed by a rigorous inspection process, limited factory-backed warranty coverage for up to 5 years and 100,000 total vehicle miles, and now 3 months Sirius satellite radio. Hurry in for 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models, only available at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Certified pre-owned by Mercedes-Benz. How will it make you feel?
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. 3 months Sirius satellite radio service included on vehicles already equipped.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. An Aurora man accused of plotting to detonate homemade bombs will be back in Denver federal court today. Prosecutors are expected to transfer their case against Najibullah Zazi to New York. Summit County health officials say a 13-year-old Breckenridge boy's death this week might have been related to swine flu. The state health department has reported 3 Coloradans have died this month from the H1N1 virus. Backers of a ballot measure that would ban abortion in Colorado plan to gather signatures at a Christian conference in Denver today. A similar measure was rejected by 73% of voters last year. And finally, the town of Aspen has gotten rid of a vicious dog. A judge has ordered a woman to get rid of her Pomeranian. Turns out Gizmo has bitten a couple of people in the last few years. Pomeranians typically weigh anywhere from 3 to 7 pounds. Sports, Rockies get beat by San Diego 5-4. They still lead Atlanta now by 3.5 games for the wild card. St. Louis visits Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a tough drive for a Friday. We're seeing some big-time delays for eastbounders on 270, pretty much 76 all the way up towards I-70. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens in spots. Southbound 2.25 also dragging just after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Now, not as bad as 270, but it's going to take you a while to get across that stretch. Westbound 36, a little bit sluggish as you're trying to get to Boulder. This is Sheridan to Wadsworth. Speaking of Wadsworth, up a wreck that occurred right around I-70 on Wadsworth. Should be out of your way shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 63. Currently, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. The rain has tapered off, and it's 46 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado Tourism Office. Plan your fall getaway today with deals on food, lodging, and attractions at HotDealsColorado.com.
The Home Depot has a new low.
Call the cops.
Put this monster behind bars.
Don't find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Get caught up with NBC Friday and start your weekend right.
Hey, gun!
Pour yourself a big glass of justice and lay back with a little mystery.
Did that add up to proof of murder?
With Law and Order and Dateline. Then laugh yourself to sleep with Jay Leno as he presents another new hour of comedy in prime time. That's a good way to start the weekend. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Thank God it is Friday. Whew. Even though it's still gray out there, the weather forecast promising us that it's going to be a nice weekend. Please let them come through. I mean, it's been raining all week. I feel like I live in Seattle again. I don't even know why I just said again, but I've never lived in Seattle. But sometimes I complain when it's raining that I feel like I'm living in Seattle, and this week has felt like a Seattle week here on the Front Range. Boy, we have gotten just a lot of rain. Now, we're going to shift gears. We talked earlier about President Obama, how you think he's doing. A new poll out suggests that his approval ratings are still pretty decent, but that the public is very concerned with his potential plans to escalate the war in Afghanistan. And we've been hearing a lot more about the war in Afghanistan and what's going on in Afghanistan in the news lately. And so we asked J. Malcolm Garcia to come on this show right now to talk about his new book, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, The Karaj Irigi. I think I might have just bungled that, but it's a chronicle of friendship and war in Kabul, which is the name of the book. And it's about Mr. Garcia's time in Afghanistan. I believe you spent, what, seven, on and off for 7 years in Afghanistan. Is that right?
That's right, and I just returned from my most recent trip last month.
And your book, and tell me how to pronounce the word, the title of your book.
It's called the Halaji, and Halaji is a Dari word, one of the languages spoken in northern Afghanistan, and it means the man who comes from outside, and that's what my translator referred to me as. Initially, when we first met, he had a hard time pronouncing my name, Malcolm, so we referred to Halaji, which was an apt description because I was certainly someone who came from the outside.
Well, Malcolm, tell us about your story. I mean, I read a little bit about how this book came to be, the book project came to be, and I know people, we're going to get to what it was like to be in Afghanistan, because I know our audience hears a lot about what's going on there, and it's hard to really get a sense of what it's really like to be there. But before we get into that, tell us how your book project happened. I mean, I'm reading here in your bio that said that you were, a social worker, yes. And now suddenly you're in Afghanistan. You're writing a book. How did that happen?
Well, it was very serendipity. I was a social worker for 14 years in San Francisco. The cliff note version of my life is that after 14 years, the funding finally ran out, and I had to pursue another career. And I'd always been interested in journalism, so I pursued journalism. Through a variety of jobs, I ended up at the Kansas City Star in Kansas City, Missouri, when September 11th happened.
Mm.
And I recognize that, as everyone did, that September 11th was not only a tragedy, but a historical event that had completely changed our world. And so I let my editors know that if the corporate owner, which at the time was Knight Ridder, which owned the Kansas City Star and 31 other newspapers, needed reporters overseas, that I wanted to go because it was a historical moment as well as a tragedy, and I wanted to participate in it. And in November of 2001, they took me up on it and sent me over.
And you had not reported on foreign issues or specifically Afghanistan until you actually went. Is that right?
Right. I had been to Sierra Leone and West Africa for a couple of months with a medical team, but that was the extent of my overseas experience. So, and I never really thought that they would ask me to go, because there are many people who had far more seniority than me. I hadn't been a reporter for more than 3 years, and I was about 40 years old at the time, so I thought it was a real Hail Mary pass. So I went over there completely unprepared, as I mentioned in the book. You know, the only thing I knew about Afghanistan was that Rambo 3, the movie, took place there. I had to look on a map to see where it was.
We're talking to J. Malcolm Garcia. His new book is called, and again, tell me how to say it right. And I hate to stumble over it, but I don't want to mispronounce it. How do you say it again?
No, you're fine. It's called The Halaji.
Halaji. It's called The Halaji, A Chronicle of Friendship and War in Kabul. And you spent, obviously, on and off 7 years in Afghanistan. For people who've never been there, Just tell us what it's actually like, you know, to be there. I mean, I could, you say that before you went there, you most of what you knew about it was Rambo 3, effectively, or what it might look like. I mean, give us a little sense of everything from what it looks like. Is it desert? Is it mountains? You know, we're out here in Colorado, so sure. Give us a sense of what it looks like. And then give us a sense of, you know, from TV, from news reports, you get a feeling that it's, you know, bombs blowing up everywhere. What is it like to actually be there?
Well, physically, it looks like New Mexico with mountains like the Rocky Mountains. And just imagine New Mexico with the Rocky Mountains, but no trees or anything like that, just bare-bone mountains stretched across the entire state of New Mexico, and you have an idea of what it would look like in terms of its physical appearance. It's stark. At the same time, it's incredibly beautiful. It's such an undeveloped country that at night you really get a sense of what it must have been like, you know, thousands of years ago, because it's pitch black. If you don't have a flashlight, you're liable to break your leg by stepping into a hole. You just can't see anything. So it's, as one doctor described to me, it's like being back in the 12th century.
Is that the same? And that goes for being in Kabul?
It goes for being in Kabul. In downtown Kabul, there's a lot of reconstruction going on, a lot of what they would consider high rises, maybe 10 stories tall. Going on, but when you get outside the environs of downtown Kabul, you're in neighborhoods with built with mud brick buildings and countless other buildings that look like London during the Blitz because of the civil war that took place in Afghanistan after the Soviets left in the 1990s, which just leveled Kabul and in any other major city.
We're talking to J. Malcolm Garcia. His new book is The Hology, A Chronicle of Friendship and War in Kabul. It's just out. He spent on and off 7 years in Afghanistan. Turning to the war there, the conflict there, you at one point were embedded with troops near Kandahar. What is your overall take on the state of the war there? Is it winnable? Should we escalate? Where do you come down?
It's difficult to say, but from my perspective, and I don't pretend to be a policy wonk, I don't think we should escalate. I think we need to take a time out and look at the history. We went into Afghanistan with promises of doing a Marshall Plan, and we didn't do that. Instead, we put in a minimum amount of troops, and then whether one supports the Iraq War or not, it's virtually uncontested that the bulk of our resources, once that war started, left Afghanistan to Iraq. And that allowed a very intelligent insurgency to adapt, to grow, and to become what it is today, which is now a real threat. The problem that we have now is we have to determine, are we prepared during a recession to put in the kind of money that we would have to do a Marshall Plan? When I was there in August, the Afghans were very discouraged, and that was discouraging to me because when I arrived in 2001, They welcomed us. What people thought would happen in Iraq actually happened in Afghanistan. We were definitely welcomed as liberators. Mm-hmm. People were excited. And now they're just very cynical. They see the United States and the West as countries that made a lot of promises that are now broken. And they have a very corrupt government that they have no faith in, and an insurgency that's getting bolder and more clever by the minute.
Would that suggest that, I mean, are you implying that, let's say, in the best possible scenario, right now we really got serious about, as you said, a Marshall Plan, as opposed to simply escalating our troop presence there? Do you think that if President Obama counters General McChrystal's request for a huge increase in troop presence there with a plan instead to preserve our troop strength there, but to more seriously invest in reconstructing the country, is that option still open for us, or are we facing just really terrible choices, either a pullout or either an escalation?
I think the option is still open to us, but it's getting narrower by the day. And the problem that we'd face now is that Afghanistan is composed of many different tribes, and there's a lot of competition between the tribes. And so for a Marshall Plan to work, you'd literally have to go tribe by tribe, valley by valley, securing small sections of the country, getting those sections able to take care of themselves, and then moving on. It's literally would be adopting the country. The doctor that described Afghanistan as being back in the 12th century really isn't off the mark. I mean, we're really going to be starting from scratch, and the question becomes, are the American people, let alone citizens of other Western nations, willing to vote to devote that kind of resource and those kind of years into a country that many people really know nothing about? Some of my friends were surprised I went to Afghanistan. They thought the war was over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just become, even now in the news, it's still kind of a distant noise. It has never captured the imagination like Iraq did.
Yeah, and I think I've heard somebody say that if you want to bring it back to analogies from the earlier 20th century, that Iraq has become in the public's mind of Vietnam, very central, and that Afghanistan has become like the Korean War, which has been right. Always called the forgotten war. We're talking to J. Malcolm Garcia. His new book is The Hology, a chronicle of friendship and war in Kabul. We're going to take a break, so hang on, Malcolm. And if you want to give us a call, 303-713-7600, and ask Malcolm any questions about his time in Afghanistan, about the war, policy, what it might mean for folks in Afghanistan. Now's the chance. 303-713-7600. Again, Malcolm Garcia spent on and off 7 years in Afghanistan. There's not a lot of journalists who can say that and who can speak to what's really going on there. So if you have a question, do you want to get behind the headlines, behind the news noise about the political debate about Afghanistan, give us a call, 303-713-7600. It's 818 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Got this situation on eastbound 270. Some emergency pothole repairs going on there right around I-70, so that's backing up things, single-digit speeds all the way back around I-76. Also got this closure of the Eisenhower Tunnel on the westbound side due to a multi-vehicle accident involving a semi. It looks like people are using Loveland Pass to get over. And back around the tech center, Cherry Creek Dam Road shut down for maintenance of the dam. Use 225 or Parker Road instead. They're going to reopen Sunday at 6 p.m. Got a crash in the turnpike westbound side at Church Ranch Road, and that's causing backup to Sheridan, speeds in the teens and 20s there. Our other accidents, Wadsworth at I-70 and on 287 north of Lafayette. Your forecast, few scattered showers to start, clearing this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, right now 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee. Are you looking for that perfect piece to accent your favorite room? PosterCheckout.com has over 300,000 art prints, posters, and canvas transfers to choose from. They have the best prices for art and posters on the internet. Visit PosterCheckout.com to peruse their large selection and great prices. There's also free shipping on every order of $35 or more. Also, this month, be sure to check out Bargain Watch for a discount code from PosterCheckout.com. That's PosterCheckout.com.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel, and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150-CASHBACK.
Limited to residential customers meeting affordability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Right now you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors, from the kids' rooms to the living room, and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it.
thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/30, U.S. only. See store for details.
Dragonfly EcoGoods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly EcoGoods, making green a part of your life.
Financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/30, U.S. only. See store for details.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
He's just the guy that got elected president of the United States like a bunch of other folks in the past. He's trying to address a problem that is now in the households of families by the millions.
Ed Schultz.
And there's a guy, a nutcase across the street, that has figured out how to make a dollar by scaring the hell out of you that he's Hitler.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is why we have Psycho Talk.
A23 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with us, J. Malcolm Garcia, his new book, The Halogy, A Chronicle of Friendship and War in Kabul. He was in and out of Afghanistan for Afghanistan for 7 years as a journalist for the Kansas City Star. And we're going to take your calls if you have questions about what it's actually like to be in Afghanistan. Any questions about what's going on in Afghanistan, now's your chance to talk to somebody who's been there and who really has become an expert on what's going on there. We'll go to the phones. Let's go to Rick in Denver. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, David. I was going to ask Mr. Garcia about the increase in casualties that's been going on. Like this morning, you hear that 5 soldiers were killed today. I mean, that's not a small number. I'm just wondering what's going on as far as either tactics or you know, whatever is going on. So I'll just let you talk. I'll just hang up.
What do you say to that, Malcolm?
Well, the insurgency has just become much more adept, and they're using a lot of roadside bombs and guerrilla warfare tactics. So it frankly stands to reason that we sort of looked away from Afghanistan for a while, and it gave them room to evolve their tactics, and that's what they've done. At the same time, we have to remember we've sent more American troops in, so with more Americans in there, it's likely that there'll be more casualties. But the insurgency is very adept. The South is, I mean, the country is, you know, referring to the Korean War is virtually like North and South Korea in the sense that the South of Afghanistan is in control of the insurgency for all intents and purposes, and the North is becoming increasingly threatened. Part of their strategy is to divert NATO forces who are concentrated in the South by going up into the North and doing guerrilla tactics up there in cities like Kunduz and other far northern areas that were always considered safe from any kind of insurgent attack. So they've just become much more adept.
I have to ask, what are the differences between the insurgents and the folks who we back, in the north, as you said, meaning what is the grievance between them? I mean, is it territorial? Is it strictly tribal and there's no ideology behind it? Sometimes you hear, you know, the Taliban are fundamentalist Islamic, and so there's a sort of a religious dispute there. What are the differences?
Some of it is certainly ideology. The Taliban's extreme view of the Quran separates them from a large part of the country, although certainly there are parts of the country, even in the north, that are conservative. Some of it is also simply just the dynamics of power. You know, one group, the Northern Alliance, trying to stay in control versus the Taliban, which has an ideology bent that wants to impose its ideology on the rest of the country. Also, because the security has deteriorated so much and people have become so discouraged that the insurgency has become sort of a catch-all for everybody. I mean, you have Taliban. You also have people who are just plain thieves who are in it for, you know, kidnap somebody, get a ransom, and make some fast money. So it's as the country deteriorates, the insurgency has become an umbrella for a wide variety of different people who have different motives.
On the line with us is J. Malcolm Garcia. His new book, The Halogy, A Chronicle of Friendship and War in Kabul. He is a journalist for the Kansas City Star. When he was there, he was in Afghanistan on and off for 7 years. So if you have questions about what it's like to be in Afghanistan, any questions about Afghanistan, give us a call, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Kathy in Fort Collins. Kathy, you're on AM 760.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I have two questions. The first one is, whatever happened to the American soldier who was kidnapped about 2 months ago? I think he wandered off from the base with a couple Afghanis. Are you familiar with that story?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what happened to him? Because it's just kind of disappeared.
And that's pretty much the status of the case. There's been some question as if did he desert or was he kidnapped. But at this point, you know, he did one videotape from the people he was with, and that was it.
So we don't really know his
status. As far as I know, I mean, the president hasn't been alerted to any further information.
Okay. Then my other question is, I saw Michael Ware on TV last week or the week before on CNN, and I really like Michael Ware, the reporter. I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Right.
And he was speaking about when we were in Iraq, we were paying the insurgents to fight against the insurgents. I think that was called the surge.
Right.
And they're talking about doing something like that in Afghanistan again. Have you heard anything about
that? Right, that's McChrystal's a request for an escalation. And I guess you could put it in terms of that it is a quote-unquote surge. I mean, I should ask you, Malcolm, you said that it's a tough call right now. What do you think about the idea? Because I think if there is an escalation, it will be couched in terms of a quote-unquote surge strategy. I mean, the president is not going to come out and say, at least I don't think he will, that we're going to increase or escalate the war there and have a larger permanent troop presence there. What about the idea that we need a surge strategy, you know, a flood the zone for a little bit and then pull back? Is that strategically a smart move?
I don't think so, because I don't think it would work. It would give you short-term benefits. And I think we're seeing this in Iraq even. Once the short-term benefit is over, then what do you have? Do you have any more security, particularly if you start pulling people back, if you say the surge is over? The American people and the West are really confronted with two choices. Do we escalate both and also aid in time when many people are out of work and need aid themselves? Or do we just stand up and tell the Afghans, you know, we made you a lot of promises, and frankly, we broke every one of them, and now we're getting ready to leave.
Kathy,
I think we just have to be that blunt, Kathy, with ourselves as well as Afghans.
Okay, let's go. Kathy, thanks for the call. We'll go to Dan in Arvada. Dan, you're on AM 760.
Hi, thanks, gentlemen. Russia, I think it was back in the late 70s or early 80s, pulled out of Afghanistan because they saw it as a no-win situation. What kind of confidence did that give the Afghanis, or what did they learn that is going to make it more difficult or easier for the U.S. to attain their goal?
Well, you make a good point, because nobody's, even Alexander the Great, wasn't able to take over Afghanistan. And the Russians certainly learned a lesson the hard way. And I think we're in the process of experiencing that. I think one of the mistakes we made is that we were so concerned that we'd be viewed like the Russians as occupiers that we rushed in an interim government and then a so-called, you know, democratic government with elections that moved just far too fast for a country that had never had that form of government before and, again, was so backward, not in terms of the intelligence of the people, but just their own development because of more than 30 years of war. So we've just made, in our effort not to be like the Russians, I think in the end we put ourselves in exactly the same position that they're that they were in.
It's amazing how, or I guess predictable, how history can work like that. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Sam in Wheat Ridge. Sam, you're on with Malcolm Garcia, the author of the book The Halogy, A Chronicle with Friendship, of Friendship and War in Kabul. Go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen. My question concerns the making in Afghanistan and how it relates to Al-Qaeda, who I understand benefits a great deal from that in Pakistan. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you pretty much summarized it. The growth of poppies is really the only profitable economy in Afghanistan, and that's why Afghanistan has become the number one opium producer and pop grower in the world. And it does benefit the Taliban and the insurgency, which is ironic because when the Taliban was in power, they had pretty much squelched poppy growth. It was, you know, against the law at their time. But now it is certainly funding the insurgency, and in a perverse way, it's also funding some of the people we consider on our side. We had talked about earlier about paying people to be on our side. When we went into Afghanistan, we did pay warlords not to fight one another, representatives of different tribes not to fight one another, so that we could invade the country with relative impunity and not start a civil war. At the same time, many of these warlords or leaders of various tribes are deeply involved in the poppy trade. So they're getting money from us, and they're also getting profits from illicit drugs that are helping the insurgency.
And I know we've got only about a minute and a half left here, so I want to take one question from our instant message. And everybody can always instant message us at www.am760.net and go to our page, the J. Marvin page. And this comes in from Steve. Now, this might sound silly, but I am being sincere. Can't the U.S. simply send in a special forces unit, satellite-monitored unit, to capture or take out Osama bin Laden? Or am I watching too many movies? What do you say about that?
Well, I think, again, you have to go back to the description of a country like New Mexico, but with mountains like the Rockies stretched across almost its entirety. When I first went into Afghanistan, I was with a reporter who had much more experience than I did in Central Asia. And when I was looking out the window, and I literally just saw wave after wave after wave of brown mountains, he leaned over and said to me, "Somewhere down there is Osama bin Laden."
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we have the technology to penetrate mountains that would, and that, you know, whatever you do, laser beam, find an individual. It's because of the war with Russia, in the mountains they have underground tunnels, kind of similar to what the North Vietnamese use, so that they could travel back and forth between Pakistan and Afghanistan and do their guerrilla tactics against the Soviet Union. So they're well prepared to hide from us.
And I think that's something that that movies or that view, the view you're given in movies, can tend to obscure for an audience. I know I'm a big fan of action movies, and you get the sense that, oh, we can just, you know, send somebody in there with some drones. And Steve, who instant messages, I appreciate your candor acknowledging that's such a manufactured view from Hollywood. J. Malcolm Garcia, his book is The Halogy, A Chronicle of Friendship and War in Kabul. It's in bookstores now. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
8:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to check in with the author of the Westward article about pit bulls here in Denver, pit bull policy here in Denver. So we're shifting from Afghanistan to the controversial policy making pit bulls public enemy number one in Denver. Is that going to change, or is that going to stay the same? That will be the question. We talked to Jared Marr. How do you say his last name? Marr? Yeah, like Bill Marr.
Jared Jakang Marr.
Jared Jakang Marr. So he is going to be with us after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still pretty nasty up in the high country. Westbound I-70 shut down at Loveland Pass due to a multi-vehicle accident involving a semi. Traffic is being detoured over Loveland Pass there. The delays kick in all the way back at Herman's Gulch, so pretty gnarly up there. Expect some pretty lengthy delays trying to get into Summit County and onto the western slope. Also, crash westbound 36 at Church Ranch, making it tough to get in and out of Westminster there, beginning at Sheridan Boulevard. Also, stop and go eastbound 2. 270 from 76 to 70. Had some early potholes, emergency pothole repair actually going on there on 270 as you get close to downtown. Got a rollover crash, 287 north of Lafayette. Your forecast today, cloudy to start, becoming clear this afternoon. Maybe a bit breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Sunday look great, though. Sunny skies and highs near 80 on both days. Your current downtown temperature, 50 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Watch an all-new season of Crash, a Starz original series where the constant pursuit of the unattainable make the most unlikely characters collide. Starring Dennis Hopper and Eric Roberts. Tune in tonight for an all-new episode at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Starz.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll visit with actor George
Fox Friday. Future Hall of Famer Michael Strahan stars as a football star who's fallen on hard times.
Is that true, Michael?
No, Pop, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah? Why are you going to fight Daddy Bonaducci for $10,000?
But when everything falls apart around you, it's family that sticks together.
The only thing I own is this house.
Well, now, technically, you signed that over to us, but that's not important right now.
It's the premiere of Brothers, a new comedy, followed by the season premiere of Dollhouse, only on the new Fox Fox.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like advanced access to discounted travel packages to attend the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games. February 12th to 28th, 2010. Visa Signature cardholders receive a 6% savings on all available packages. Guaranteed best seats at events and can take advantage of pre-sale opportunities for other travel benefits. For reservations, visit Visa.com/signature. Visa, worldwide Olympic sponsor and proud sponsor of the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. To check out the full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Guaranteed best seats are within travel provider's allotment. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card. More people go with Visa.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half off the Riviera Blackhawk Casino Dinner Buffet. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
You could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root-free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Here on AM760 Progressive Talk, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. I promise you, the forecast, at least the forecast, says it's going to be pretty nice this weekend. Sunny going up into the 80s. So we're going to move from Afghanistan now to pets and dogs. Denver has the toughest ban on pit bulls in the nation. And for two decades, pit bulls have been public enemy number one in Denver. But, says Westward, maybe it's time for a recount. This story by Jared Jakangmar in Westward right now. You can find it at www.westward.com. We asked Jared to come on the show and talk to us about what this is all about. Jared, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hi, David.
Hi. You know, I'm a dog guy, and a friend of mine, a family friend of mine, has a great pit bull. They live in San Diego, and you know, you hear these stories from time to time about pit bull attacks. Give us the history of why, before we get into whether there should be a ban anymore or not. Give us the history of why Denver has, as you say, the toughest ban on pit bulls in the nation.
Well, it's really interesting. I hadn't really ever thought about this issue much. Before I really started to look into it, and this year I was thinking about Denver's pit bull ban. It's sort of just known that, yeah, the city bans pit bulls, and I started thinking how long has that city actually had it, and it started back in 1989, so this is actually the 20th anniversary of this ban. And what it was in the 80s, there was, in Denver in particular, there were two incidences of pit bull attacks that drew a lot of headlines. One in 1986 was a young boy who was mauled to death by his neighbor's pit bull. And then in 1989, there was an attack in Denver of a evangelical pastor by the name of Wilbur Billingsley, who was walking through his alleyway on the way to the store to pick up some stuff, and he was severely mauled by a neighbor's pit bull, had over 70 bites to his body, had two broken legs, if you can believe it. And that kind of struck off this movement within the city to enact a pit bull ban, because in the late 80s across the country there was a number of cities looking at this, and just a few months before the Billingsley attack, Miami-Dade County had enacted an outright ban on pit bulls. So Denver followed suit, and since that time there's been a number of pretty high-profile lawsuits and court battles in Denver. The most recently was actually Denver versus the state of Colorado, because state legislators had tried to enact legislation that would prevent cities from enacting breed-specific bans like Denver had. Denver sued. This was in 2004 and ultimately won. And so those court battles are a lot of the reason why Denver has become a model for other cities looking at ways that they can enact legislation similar to this, because they look at what Denver has done, how they've been able to build a legal case for this, and so they copy what Denver has when they do this.
When we talk about a breed specific ban, I've got to ask. I mean, what is the science, if there is any, behind the idea that, say, a pit bull is more of a public danger than any other kind of dog breed? I mean, there's, you know, you can have a Doberman Pinscher. I have a neighbor who has a Doberman, and I've seen in our neighborhood a Rottweiler, somebody with a Rottweiler. Is there real science behind the idea that a pit bull is especially dangerous to the public at large?
Well, there is no real definitive way for anyone study to know whether a certain breed of dog is going to attack more often or bite more often, primarily because any sort of statistics that you look at for dog bite numbers are inherently unreliable, because we don't really know how many dogs are in a specific population. For example, a group called the Coalition for Living Safely with Dogs, a Colorado-based group, had done a study looking at different animal control agencies in different cities and asking them about the number of bites, and they actually found that, I think it was the golden retriever had the highest number of bites, and pit bulls actually came in second underneath golden retrievers. But is that because golden retrievers are more likely to bite, or because there's just a whole ton of golden retrievers out there, and they're going to be, just by per their population, they are going to be the recording more bites than other dogs. So it's really difficult to know whether or not pit bulls are biting more often. The thing that proponents of bans point to is that when we look at dog fatalities, the dogs that are actually causing the most deaths in the United States, pit bulls definitely lead the pack in that regard. followed by Rottweilers and other dogs like that. But there really is no, you know, this is where people go back and forth with this, because there's really no hard science to know whether or not dogs are going to, a certain breed of dog is going to bite more. What they say is when pit bulls do attack, that their bites are going to be more severe.
I see. I mean, obviously there's a debate at the core of this, and we're talking to Jared Jakangmar, his new article in Westward about Denver, the 20-year anniversary of Denver's ban on pit bulls, and whether that's going to be lifted or not. And before we get to that question, I mean, obviously this is a nature-nurture question at its core. I mean, if you treat a dog in a certain way, if you train it in a certain way, if you mistreat it in a certain way, they become more aggressive. I don't care what kind of dog that you have. And I guess what you're saying is that the theory is that, without saying, well, one breed is more prone to being violent than another breed, I guess the theory is that if you can make most dogs violent by mistreating them in a certain way, what we can more educatedly guess about is that when you do that to a pit bull, it actually becomes more deadly than perhaps other breeds. Is that basically what we're getting at here?
And that's exactly what a lot of proponents will say. That's why we need to ban this specific breed of dog, is for exactly that reason. And what was interesting about this is, as I started to look back into the history of pit bulls and dog bite fatalities, for most of the history of pit bulls in the United States, they were actually considered very family-friendly dogs. In the 30s and 40s, you know, people had pit bull dogs. There was Petey on the Little Rascals, and it wasn't really until the 80s that the number of these really severe fatalities and maulings by pit bulls started to pop up. Before that, in the 70s, it was actually Doberman Pinschers were the dogs that were causing.
Right. Well, that begs a question. So I've got to wonder. I mean, is it that pit bulls are treated more poorly? I mean, I guess I've always wondered this. Like my friend's pit bull. Mm-hmm. Do pit bulls have a particular penchant for being perfectly well behaved dogs and then suddenly going crazy, or are many of these cases, if not most of them, where the pit bull has been, you know, mistreated or trained in a way as to make them go crazy? I mean, that's the fear, right, is that the dog will be perfectly great, and then suddenly one day you get this image of pit bull, it'll just go insane.
And, you know, the city of Denver, in its defense of its ban, has said things, well, these pit bulls, they're loose cannons. They're, you know, they're like sharks. You never know
right.
what they're going to do, because it's this fighting instinct has been inherently bred into them. What people that say, well, that's not necessarily true about these dogs. It's always how they're actually treated by their owners. When you actually look into these fatal dog maulings and mm-hmm. attacks, you can always find earlier signs that the dogs were either mishandled, they were made aggressive by their owners, doing things like they were just chained up in the backyard and left outside, and when they got loose, they were attacking people. And, you know, there is a really strong case. I mean, if you take any powerful dog, a Rottweiler,
right,
for
right.
example, which is another breed that sometimes gets targeted by these breed-specific bans, you know, you can raise a Rottweiler to be a certain way. I mean, I know lots of people that have Rottweilers too, but that's a big, powerful dog. If you mistreat it and you make it aggressive, it has just as much of a propensity to inflict serious damage on someone as a pit bull.
No, that's exactly right. That's kind of where I come down. Now, I don't know, you have a minute to hold through a traffic update? Because I want to ask you one other question.
Definitely.
About what is changing. So hang on for a sec. We're going to get a traffic update with John Turk, and then I'm going to ask Jared Jakangmar his new article about Denver's ban on pit bulls. I want to find out whether the politics of pit bulls, of animal policy in Denver, may be changing. So stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still got the situation in the high country. Westbound 70 shut down at Loveland Pass due to a multi-vehicle accident involving a semi. Traffic is being detoured over Loveland Pass, so you're not getting through the tunnel there and into Summit County and onto the western slope. Also got a situation eastbound 270. Had some emergency pothole repairs a little while ago. They wrapped up, but still seeing some stop and go as you travel eastbound from 76 down to I-70. And if you're going towards Boulder on the turnpike and hit a crash, westbound side at Church Ranch, those jams kick in back at Federal, and also struggle getting out of Aurora, southbound side at 2 1/4, Parker Road down to 25. Your forecast, few scattered showers to start, then clearing this afternoon. Highs going to be in the mid-60s, right now 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get beautiful fall style at unbelievably low prices for one day only at JCPenney. Stores open early Saturday with doorbusters 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Offer ends September 26th.
Are you an employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Call the cops. Put this monster behind bars.
Don't find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Get caught up with NBC Friday and start your weekend right.
Hey, son!
Pour yourself a big glass of justice and lay back with a little mystery.
Does that add up to proof of murder?
With Law and Order and Dateline. Then laugh yourself to sleep with Jay Leno as he presents another new hour of comedy in prime time. That's a good way to start the weekend. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
855 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're just finishing up our discussion here with Jared Jakangmar about his new piece in Westward. For 2 decades, pit bulls have been public enemy number one in Denver, but maybe it's time for a recount. It's the 20-year anniversary of the pit bull ban in Denver. It's the strongest or most strict ban on such things in the nation. So is this going to change, Jared? I mean, is there any kind of political push or even sort of natural thawing in thinking about this ban here in Denver?
Well, I guess that's a tough question because Denver, it is so, inculcated into people that we ban pit bulls because they're dangerous and that it's a public safety issue and that we need to hold on tight to it. So a lot of city council members that I kind of did a rough poll of, they were in favor of definitely keeping the ban. There is one city council member named Carla Madison who has been trying to put together some bill that would get rid of the ban in favor of a general dangerous dog ordinance like a lot of other cities have, including Boulder and other major cities, that targets dangerous dogs in general as opposed to one specific breed. But politically, it's very, very difficult to really approach this issue. I think a lot of the mayor and the other city council members see it as kind of one of these third rail issues that you just do not want to touch in Denver. And meanwhile, nationally, every time one of these bans come up, every time there's a fatal dog attack and some city is thinking about doing one of these bans, everyone looks to Denver. So because of the lawsuits, because of the number of dogs that Denver euthanizes in the enforcement of this, so it remains to be seen, I guess, is the answer.
Obviously, there doesn't seem to be a, well, I mean, I'm sure there are pit bull owners, pit bull sympathizers, if you will, but, you know, these things always take political, organized interests. This is a very tough kind of thing to re-legalize, it seems to me, the politics of it. And but we appreciate, I mean, your reporting on this has been really, really great, and I really appreciate you taking the time this morning and writing this piece. Thanks for coming on, man.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. That was Jared Jakang-Marr about the pit bull ban here in Denver. Stick around. After the national news, we're going to check in with Jason Bain on all the political gossip here in Colorado you missed this week, and then we'll take your calls after, again, the national news.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM...
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out, and it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics says that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and or through an out-of-state blanket trust in Aetna Health, Inc. These plans are medically underwritten and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Iran has been put on notice over a previously secret nuclear enrichment facility. President Obama was joined by the leaders of France and Britain today at the site of the G20 summit in Pittsburgh to call out the Iranians over the facility.
This site deepens a growing concern that Iran is refusing to live up to those international responsibilities, including specifically revealing all nuclear-related activity.
CBS News correspondent David Martin.
U.S. officials say they've been tracking this site for years, and earlier this year came to the conclusion that it was indeed a secret underground nuclear enrichment facility.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy says Iran has until December to comply with demands that it open up the facility to international inspectors or face tougher sanctions. The latest revelations could prod Israel to take military action, says Patrick Clausen of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
The Israelis have also said that if the international community is not able to resolve this problem through diplomacy,
diplomacy, that other actions will have to be taken, and if necessary, Israel will act.
Nothing to write home about. The Commerce Department says new home sales climbed a meager 0.7% last month. IHS Global Insight economist Patrick Newport says it's clear the housing recovery is tentative.
This is the third straight set of housing numbers that have disappointed. If you're concerned about the single-family market, the existing home sales were disappointing. The housing starts and housing permits numbers were disappointing.
The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods dropped 2.4% last month, a drop in demand for commercial aircraft the main reason. A bloody day for U.S. forces in Afghanistan, where five were killed in three separate incidents. The war has been heating up, and that's increased the level of danger. Military spokeswoman Captain Elizabeth Mathias.
Some of it is indeed a slight increase in the threat itself. And some of it is just that we are entering areas where we've not maintained a presence in the past.
Now, by the end of the day, the top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is expected to ask the Pentagon for as many as 45,000 additional troops. Just weeks after her last bid for parole failed, Manson family member Susan Atkins has died at the age of 61. She'd been diagnosed with brain cancer last year. The murders took place in 1969, and Terry Thornton of the California Department of Corrections says Atkins had been behind bars for 38 years.
All women who are currently incarcerated in California prisons, she had been in prison the longest.
Well, call it a sign of the recessionary times.
What we're finding is an increased number of campers and campgrounds are people who are not there for recreational purposes, but actually using this as their primary place of residence.
Neil Donovan, the head of the National Coalition for the Homeless, who says campgrounds are more appealing than homeless shelters because they offer more freedom and also allow families to stay together. Checking Wall Street at this hour right now, the Dow is down 11 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to GenuineService.com to sign up.
GenuineService.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel. I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear. Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
You're a small business person, so you're the buyer, the seller, the bean counter, the chief cook, and the bottle washer. You know your best new business comes from your current customers. But what's the best way to reach them? ConstantContact.com, the easy, effective email marketing service. Constant Contact gives you professional online newsletters fast, without any technical skills. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial, and plans as low as $15 a month. ConstantContact.com, the smart way to build your business.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. An RTD bus driver is on paid leave this morning after police say she fell asleep at the wheel yesterday. The bus crashed into a light pole in northeast Denver. The 55-year-old woman and 12 passengers were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Accused terrorist Najibullah Zazi likely has spent his last night in Denver as prosecutors want to move him to New York to stand trial on a federal conspiracy charge. Investigators call the alleged threat the most serious since 9/11. The plot called for homemade bombs cooked up with chemicals from hair and beauty products Zazi bought in the metro area over the summer. The Colorado Health Department is criticizing St. Joseph Hospital for failing to ensure the safety of patients it sent to a small doctor-owned orthopedic hospital. The investigation began after a patient died in May at Colorado Orthopedic Surgical Hospital. The CEO of Exempla, the parent company of St. Joe's, says they're putting new oversight measures in place.
This is an approach that we, in collaboration with the Department of Health, have determined will give us that next step in creating additional safety for our patients.
Jeff Selberg speaking to 9 News. Finally, the town of Aspen's gotten rid of a vicious dog, a Pomeranian. A judge ordered a woman to get rid of Gizmo, who apparently has bitten a couple of people in the last few years. Pomeranians typically weigh anywhere from 3 to 7 pounds. Sports, Rockies get beat by San Diego 5-4. The Cardinals are at Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a slow ride in some spots, like the Boulderbound lanes of 36th. They're dragging due to an earlier accident that occurred at Church Ranch. 270 also late to recover on the eastbound side. We had some pothole repairs at I-70. Speeds on 225 as you make that Parker curve will drop into the... 30-mile-an-hour range as you're making your way towards DTC. On the other hand, C-470 looking a lot better. Same deal on 76. In the high country, it sounds like CDOT has just reopened I-70. This, we had an earlier accident that closed the highway for about an hour and a half. The crash occurred at the Eisenhower Tunnel, but it's still going to be slow as you're trying to make your way to and through Summit County. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another cloudy day, but warmer than yesterday with a high of about 63, currently 49. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner.
Ladies and gentlemen,
present me, the one, the only,
entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Get what I'm talking about? This is insane.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. And we're going to shift now over to very, very local Colorado politics. We went from Afghanistan to the Denver pit bull ban. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the latest stories, the latest chatter about the local Colorado political scene with regular guest and friend of the show, Jason Bain. He runs the site ColoradoPolls.com. And the news making political news right now is this new poll out by, I guess it's the Terrence Group, which is a Republican-affiliated polling firm. And it's got new numbers on Governor Ritter's reelection prospects, the Republican gubernatorial prospects in 2010, and also the Democratic U.S. Senate and Republican U.S. Senate primaries in 2010. So, Jason, there's a lot of numbers in this poll. What do you think are the big ones?
Well, you know, there's a couple that I think are particularly interesting. The race for governor, the Republican side, that Scott McInnes is apparently beating Josh Penry 40-13. And keep in mind, this is a poll that's done by the Terrence Group, really kind of for, in a roundabout way, Scott McInnes. But, you know, this makes some sense to me because, you know, Josh Penry's a guy that, I don't know how well known he is along the front range, and that's always, to me, always going to be one of the big issues for him in trying to win not only a primary but a general election.
So you take, I mean, you're right, these numbers are pretty tilted on the Republican side in the, again, the 2010 gubernatorial primary. They're pretty tilted to McGinnis. Do you think that's just a product of name recognition?
I think it has a lot to do with it, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, one of the long-running myths, I think, in Colorado politics is that you really need the western slope or the other part of Colorado to win a general election, and you don't anymore. I mean, and it's because 85% of the voters in Colorado live between Fort Collins and Pueblo along the Front Range. And you know, for somebody like Josh Penry, a Western Slope candidate, who, you know, really is only been in the public eye for a few years, I think it is name ID. And, you know, people still, I think, remember Scott McInnes from his days as a congressman.
Do you think he can... I mean, are these the kind of numbers where he should look at them and be like, "Wow, I mean, I'm a long shot," or is it so far out that anything can really change?
Well, I think it's a long ways out still, and there's the one thing I think that the Josh Penry's got going for him is that I think the real conservative base of the party seems to really be gravitating toward him. And so if he can start to kind of drum up some of that grassroots support and make other Republicans around the state feel like he's sort of the guy that the real politically active Republicans want, you know, I think it'll start to move more in his direction. But I think the real thing is money, and that's going to be the interesting thing for Josh Penry is, you know, when that report is done at the end of this month, you know, what kind of money is he going to be able to raise in his first full quarter as a candidate?
What about the numbers in the Democratic Senate primary? I know a lot of listeners are interested in that one. The Senator Michael Bennet, the appointed senator, now having a primary challenge from former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. The numbers show Bennet with a 14-point lead. What is it, 41% to 27% over Romanoff? With in the 30s, I think it was 32-33% undecided. What do you make of those numbers?
You know, I'm surprised about that because Michael Bennet, for so long, and there's been a handful of polls that have come out since he's been in the Senate that have all shown that he's got really low name ID. You know, so for him to be polling this well above Andrew Romanoff really shows that you know, I think something has changed in the last month or two where he's really getting his name out more and people are seeming to or Democrats anyway seem to be really liking something that he's doing, and my guess is that it's the more public stances he's been taking on health care reform. I don't know whether anybody knows necessarily what his stances are, but the fact that he's coming out, he's been in the news more in favor of health care reform, and that's probably been helpful to him.
Do you know if this poll, I always wondered this, if this poll read titles before the people that they were polling, meaning I wonder if I'm curious if they said, you know, do you support Senator Michael Bennet or Andrew Romanoff? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That contended to, do we have any clue on any on how that was tilted?
No, I don't know that it says anywhere in the poll what the actual wording was.
The other piece of this new poll, which I found really, and you flagged on your website, was the people's positions on issues. 55% of the states saying they want a full repeal of the taxpayer bill of rights. Now, clearly that is a pretty powerful number, especially when you break it down geographically. 61% of people in the Colorado Springs area, which is a very conservative part of the state, saying that they support a repeal of the taxpayer bill of rights. Now, you also go on to say that we need to be wary of that number because the same poll that shows that number also shows the state still in a fairly anti-spending, anti-tax kind of posture.
Well, I think it's one of those things that everybody, you know, nobody likes new taxes. Nobody likes to pay more taxes. But we're getting to a point, I think, in this state where people are finally starting to say, you know, maybe they're there is some kind of new appetite for getting rid of spending restrictions or things like that. And particularly in Colorado Springs, I'm not surprised to see the numbers this high there, because in El Paso County, they've been falling apart literally for more than a year. You know, they're talking about selling parks down there. They've all but almost given up on doing restaurant inspections. I mean, they're just dead broke. And I think people are looking around saying, you know, maybe this whole anti-government thing isn't working out so well.
We're talking to Jason Bain. He's the founder and editor and writer at ColoradoPolls.com. It's a site that tracks all the ins and outs, if you will, of Colorado politics. And I have to ask, you know, with numbers like this on issues where it seems that people are finally starting, I think, maybe starting to see the structural peril of the taxpayer bill of rights. We've got a major budget deficit. Now and then we've got a study coming out showing that we have some of the lowest corporate business taxes in the country. And then Bill Ritter comes out and says, you know, I'm not going to push for any kind of tax reform whatsoever. I'm just going to cut the budget. A lot of people are frustrated with that. I guess politically, the case is, well, Ritter's running for re-election. What can he do? If he supports a tax increase, he's screwed. If he simply slashes the budget, that's going to piss people off. And where do you think he should be going with all of these cross currents?
Well, you know, I guess I can't totally blame him for saying that now's not a time to try to push a tax increase, because it's something that if you're going to do it, it's got to work. And I don't know that, while I think the voters are getting to the point, because of the way that the state budget is really falling apart, I think voters are getting to the point where they want, they're going to start looking at maybe more interest in approving a tax increase. I don't know if we're there yet. I think it's going to take a little more pain. I mean, you know, roads are still being fixed. People still see that. You know, people are still seeing, you know, in their daily lives, nothing is changing yet. And, you know, I think it's going to still require a little bit more, you know, pain on a daily perspective before people start really looking at actually approving that kind of thing. Because if you go to the ballot with it and it fails, and it fails significantly, then, you know, you really can't do it again.
Right. It's such a bummer that things have to really, you may be right, that things have to just get worse before they get better. Real quickly, two other tidbits in the news this week. One, there is this chaos surrounding the United Food and Commercial Workers Union's election. The Duran family may have lost control of the leadership of that union. Tell us a little bit about what that may mean for Colorado politics, and then also your quick take on what has shaken out in the attorney general's race. The Adams County District Attorney, Don Quick, and State Senator Morgan Carroll said that they're not going to run for Attorney General for the Democratic nomination, and lawyer Dan Slater is going to run. Give us your quick take on that as well.
Sure. Well, I'll start with the last one. And, you know, Southers, Republican Attorney General John Southers is the only incumbent Republican in the state running for re-election. I don't count the two solid Republican congressional seats, but it's really interesting that the Democrats couldn't come up with a top tier candidate to run against Southers, and that's nothing against Slater, but he's not somebody who has any real name ID of his own. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact, I think, that it's a job that attorneys don't really want. It's not a very high paying job. I think it pays about $80,000. And, you know, that's a great paying job for most people. But if you're a district attorney in Colorado, you make almost, you know, I think you make around $130,000. Mm-hmm. So it's not something people are really excited to jump into. And then on your other question with the UFCW, the Duran family losing control of that union is really kind of, you know, it's really interesting for a lot of Democrats, you know, because they've been in control. Ernie Duran has been in control of that union for a long time. They spent a lot of money on Democratic candidates and policies, and I don't know if that will change under the new leadership, but it's certainly a new era for politics in terms of how you know, the unions are working in Colorado.
It was a surprise, right? I mean, it was a pretty big surprise.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, there was some news that came out that showed some nepotism and some bad things about Ernie Duran, but he'd been around so long. I mean, I just kind of assumed, I think, and I think a lot of people did, that he would just get reelected just because he'd been around so long. And you know, there was a lot of it probably had to do with the, you know, some discomfort too over the contract renegotiations for grocery workers.
Mm-hmm. Well, the democracy has a tendency to sometimes cause some surprises. Jason Bain, the website is www.coloradopolls.com. Thanks for taking the time, as always, this morning.
All right, thank you.
919 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. After the break, I will fill you in on, this is a crazy story, a really crazy story that a listener sent in from the Longmont Times Call. If you live in Longmont, or in the Longmont area, a post office change, a technical routine post office change, may result in a substantial increase in your health insurance premiums and your auto insurance premiums. I'm not messing around here. The headline in the Times Call, Zip Change Increases Insurance Rates. We'll fill you in on this and then open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo. Also, we've got an audio clip, pretty hilarious audio clip, of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez commenting on sulfur. If you remember, his famous speech a couple of years ago at the UN saying he smelled sulfur when President Bush left the stage.
That was my favorite audio clip of 2007.
It was a crazy, crazy clip. And we also, I think, have the clip of him giving his opinion on Fox News.
Yeah, I think it's all kind of melted together.
Yeah, so we have a clip of Hugo Chavez cracking a joke.
Man, did they bring the freaks out yesterday or what, with Chavez and Ahmadinejad?
And then Gaddafi was the day before.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. But Chavez, actually, his joke about Fox News is pretty funny.
Yeah,
so stick around for that. Let's get a traffic update.
All right, Dave. Still slow going. Westbound I-70, Herman's Gulch up to the tunnel. I call it ET, short for the Eisenhower Tunnel. So if you hear me just say ET, you know it's the Eisenhower Tunnel. Anyway, real slow going due to an early accident involving a semi up there. Stop and go, actually, once you hit Herman's Gulch. Back around town, that crash westbound 36 at Church Ranch, still out there, hitting small delays around federal speeds in the 20s and 30s. Also slow going eastbound 270 from Vasquez down to I-70. Had some potholes emerge this morning due to all that moisture. And if you're in the high country, do look out. There's some icy patches on 70 between Loveland and Vail. The forecast, cloudy to start, becoming clear this afternoon. Maybe a bit breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Sunday look really nice, though, for us. Sunny skies, highs near 80 on both days. Our current downtown temperature is 50 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year.
I'm Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino, and we've gone hog wild. The original Break the Bank is back at the Lodge. Here's your chance to pick a piggy bank and let it crash for cash and win up to $1,000. Simply earn 250 points on your Winner's Club card to get an entry into the weekly drawings. Are you next? Come up to the Lodge and play Break the Bank every Wednesday and Friday through October 30th.
Lodge Casino.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Call the cops. Put this monster behind bars.
Don't find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Get caught up with NBC Friday and start your weekend right.
Hey, hey, gun!
Pour yourself a big glass of justice and lay back with a little mystery.
Did that add up to proof of murder?
With Law and Order and Dateline. Then laugh yourself to sleep with Jay Leno as he presents another new hour of comedy in prime time. That's a good way to start the weekend. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
NPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's start out with this Hugo Chavez clip because it's so colorful. This is Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, talking about. You might remember that the year before, he spoke right after President Bush at the United Nations and started sniffing around, saying that he could smell sulfur. The reference was that he was making reference to his belief that George Bush was the devil. And when, the devil, the old idea is that when the devil leaves a place, it smells like burning sulfur, like hell. And so here is, just remember that reference, and here is Chavez at the United Nations yesterday, first talking, but first he talks with a Fox News reporter. Pretty funny comments that he has about Fox. I wish American politicians would be as straightforward with Fox News as Hugo Chavez. Check this out.
One quick question. Many people are very confused about your friendship with President Ahmadinejad. Because he denies the Holocaust, one of the horrors of the 20th century. And his forces were seen killing people on the streets of Tehran and other places after the election. Can you explain your friendship with him so that people understand what you're doing?
Entiende porque usted es amigo del señor como el señor Ahmadinejad.
¿Tú de dónde eres?
Where do you come from?
I work for Fox News.
Para la Fox News, presidente. Fox News.
Me río del Fox News.
I love when I see people from.
¿Sabe cómo lo llamó Sean Penn? Sean Penn dijo los estúpidos de Fox News.
The stupid people from Fox News. That's the way they call
not
you.
Not you.
Not you, of course. Not you. Of course not. Fox News.
Tu elaboración es artificiosa.
It's artificial.
Tu mente tiene ahí
your
confusiones.
Mind has many confusions, perhaps.
Veneno.
Yesterday, sir, we heard Ahmadinejad again deny the Holocaust.
Una vez más, Ahmadinejad negó el holocausto. Mi mente está bien, presidente. Él mismo lo repitió ayer.
And, sir, we saw the pictures coming from
y
Iran.
Vimos las imágenes de Irán, cómo mataron
Please
a la gente
explain.
En las calles de Irán.
My mind is fine.
Yo creo que mi mente está bien.
¿Y tú no has visto las imágenes de Irak, cómo matan los soldados yanquis a los niños? ¿Tú has visto eso? Y tu canal de televisión lo que hizo fue tapar ese crimen. Y tú no dices nada del presidente que tuviste, que es un genocida, George Bush. Ustedes lo apoyaron. Y están criticando a Bush, están criticando a Obama porque es negro. Entonces tu mente está llena de veneno. Está llena de veneno. Ustedes no dijeron nada de los asesinatos en Irak y en Afganistán y en América Latina y el genocidio de los indios de América Latina y el genocidio de los indios de aquí, de Estados Unidos, ¿dónde está? Ustedes lo ocultan, digan la verdad al mundo. Yo soy amigo de mis amigos, más nada.
I mean, he really got up in Fox News' grill. I mean, he really got up in their grill. Now, I'm not, I've got some problems, some serious problems with Hugo Chavez and his respect for democracy down in Venezuela, but he really got up in Fox News' grill, and you'd love to see more American politicians do the same thing. That was pretty
funny. He undressed that reporter, man.
I mean, he really, really did. And you know what? Fox News really deserves it. They have become so bad on so many levels. You'd just like to see more people tell it like it is. Now, we got this other clip from President Chavez in reference to his speech last year. Remember, he said he smelled sulfur after George Bush spoke at the United Nations last year. Here's what he said this year.
Ojalá pueda.
I hope God will protect Obama from the bullets that killed Kennedy.
Slight technical difficulty here.
I hope Obama
logre
will
virar.
Be able
virar de verdad.
To look and see, genuinely see
lograr un viraje.
What has to be seen and bring about a change. It doesn't smell of sulfur here anymore. It doesn't smell of sulfur. It's gone. No, it smells of something else. It smells of hope.
So, Chavez having nothing but, I shouldn't say nothing, but some pretty nice words for Obama. And again, we can't take what Chavez says, you can't take it entirely seriously in the sense of, you know, he's a very controversial leader, and I personally have some problems with him, and I know others have real legitimate problems with him, but he is a colorful guy, and he certainly added color to the United Nations deliberations yesterday. I just want to fill you in also on this story that I promised to fill you in on before the break. This story from the Times Call, the Longmont Times Call. This is a crazy, crazy story that tells you a lot about why our insurance system in this country is so screwed up. Nancy Clinton, says the Call, got a surprise when she called her health insurance company recently. She was calling to ask about a benefit issue, and she said that as long as she was on the line, the company might as well note her new zip code, 80504. Again, 80504. If you live up in the Longmont area, take note. Clinton said, so she went in and came back and said, oh, this is going to significantly increase your health care premium. So Clinton said she told the health care company, don't change a thing, leave it at 80501. Clinton was one of 8,610 Northeast Longmont addresses that had their zip codes changed to 80504 from 80501 on July 1st. The post office making this routine change, it makes about every year about 20 to 30 of these around the country each year. They're entirely routine. But because insurance companies are allowed to change your rates based on geographic location, and based on just your straight-up zip code. I mean, your location cannot change, but clearly your zip code can change. Because they're allowed to do that, they can jack your insurance premiums, your auto insurance premiums, and your health care premiums just because of this routine change in your zip code, just because the post office makes an administrative change. Now, you can't blame the post office for this. The post office has to balance population changes, route changes for postal services. But what you have here is a legal system that effectively allows geographic redlining. Right? It's geographic redlining. And so if you're living up in Longmont, and your new zip code is 80504. That's right. You may be a casualty of the healthcare crisis and of the system that allows health insurance companies to rip people off. Again, the zip code is 80504. You got to check out this story in the Longmont Times Call. We'll post it on our website at www.am760.net. Again, www.am760.net. We'll open up the phones now for the AM760 Progressive Dojo and ask the question, like we were talking about at the beginning of this day. How do you think President Obama is doing? New poll out shows that his approval ratings are, well, they're staying put. They're not bad. They're not terrific. But big questions on his health care policy, big questions on his Afghanistan policy. Of course, buried in the New York Times story about his approval ratings, 65% of the public still supports strongly the public option. And so that might beg the question, well, why is the president and the Senate Finance Committee seeming to back off the public option? Where do you come down? How do you think he's doing? Are you unhappy? National Democratic fundraising numbers are way down, and many people believe it's because the progressive base is pissed off. How do you think he's doing? 303-713-7600. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Looks like they're trying to clean up that crash on the turnpike westbound at Church Ranch, but still slow going as you're making your way through Westminster going towards Boulder. Also stop and go westbound I-70 up in the high country as you're getting closer to the Eisenhower Tunnel. ET, I call it. Herman's Gulch is where you're going to start kicking the delays. Had an early accident up there involving a semi. Also want to let you know, near the DTC, Dam Road is closed there over Cherry Creek. Maintenance on the dam this weekend. They will reopen Sunday at 6 o'clock in the evening, but looks like that'll be shut down all weekend long. Use 225 or Parker Road. And also, if you're in the high country, you will hit some icy spots on I-70 between Loveland and Vail. Forecast, a few scattered showers, then clearing this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DirecTV is in the penalty box. DirecTV dropped versus. Now it's your turn to drop DirecTV, or you'll miss the avalanche. Play the Sharks October 1st at 7:30, only on Versus. Call 1-888-888-3778 and demand Versus or visit Versus.com to switch your television provider today.
Before you head out to Blackhawk,
Head over to AM760.
One less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore. Pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office. No extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient. Or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station. Located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
Fox Friday. Future Hall of Famer Michael Strahan stars as a football star who's fallen on hard times.
Is that true, Michael?
No, Pop, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah? Why are you going to fight Danny Bonaducci for $10,000?
But when everything falls apart around you, it's family that sticks together.
The only thing I own is this house.
Well, now, technically, you signed that over to us, but that's not important right now.
It's the premiere of Brothers, a new comedy, followed by the season premiere of Dollhouse, only on the new Fox Friday.
You are used. You'll find the best pricing, finance, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
For more information about this menopause and osteoporosis prevention study, call Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733. Again, that's Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
If you're looking for affordable individual health insurance, listen to what these actual Aetna customers have to say.
I was very pleased with what I got for my premium for Aetna. Aetna gave me a monthly fee that I could afford to pay.
When I dealers feel that it's very personalized service, and they seem to understand that I just want to speak to a human.
And you think, oh, Aetna, you know, this iconic health insurance company, it's got to be a fortune, and the numbers were better than any numbers I've received with other insurance companies.
Get individual health insurance coverage you can afford and the customer service you deserve. Call Aetna at 1-877-566-1818. Call 1-877-566-1818 today, and we'll also send you a free award-winning guide to health benefits. No obligation. Or visit talktoaetna.com.
Plans are underwritten by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and or through an out-of-state blanket trust in Aetna Health, Inc. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. How do you think President Obama is doing? Take the end of this week to take the temperature and see how you're feeling about what he's doing. Is he doing a good job? Is he doing a bad job? Is he selling out? Is he pushing too hard? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on any of the topics we've covered today. Diana in Denver, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. This is Diana, and I'm calling from Denver. And first of all, on Obama, I still believe in him, and I think he's doing his best to cover. He's got a lot on his lap, and I haven't given up hope that he's going to come out winning with that public option. Second one, I'd like to talk. I had called early this morning about Paul Kirk, and it wasn't to debate per se about Paul Kirk. It was to give you some information. I was able to tune in on C-SPAN when they made the announcement, and I wanted to share with you that one of the news people out, they were allowed to ask questions, and they did ask him about this pharmaceutical tie that he had, and he did say that it was over 10 years ago. Also, Governor Patrick was asked How did he come about to this decision on picking Paul Kirk? And he was sort of evasive and also about a good stewardship, and he, you know, they needed the Commonwealth and needed that representation. And also, that Paul Burke, he is going to be using Senator Kennedy's staff in the few months while he's in office.
What's your point?
My point is that I wanted to share that information with you because when you came on, you said about, you know, the Democrats and how it was chosen. And I just wanted to share that information. That is my point.
Okay, you haven't really added something to the discussion. I mean, what we reported was that Paul Kirk is was a pharmaceutical lobbyist,
right.
Twice a registered pharmaceutical lobbyist, a big-time corporate lawyer, a big-time corporate-connected fundraiser for the Democratic Party, who has never held a public office either in Massachusetts or in any other jurisdiction. And the point being that Patrick had an obvious choice in picking somebody who had a very different resume, somebody who has been elected and reelected twice, who has served three terms as governor of Massachusetts, who is a pretty well-known progressive, who was a Democratic presidential nominee in 1988. And when you put those two choices next to each other, I think, and you can disagree with me, but you can't disagree with me on the facts. Everything I've just laid out is absolutely the facts. And I take from that that the Democratic Party, it is yet another sign that the Democratic Party, first and foremost, answers to money before it answers to anything else. Now, you can feel free to disagree with me about that. But, you know, I don't think it's productive to try to disagree on all of the facts that I've just laid out. Those are the facts.
That wasn't my point at all. I wasn't going to disagree about the facts. What I was adding to, because when you first came on this morning, about I wanted to alert you that he had been asked about that pharmaceutical tie, and that's why I was calling, to let you know that I had seen that and
okay.
I heard his response.
Okay.
That was my point,
okay.
And there was no disagreement there.
Okay, fair enough, and I'm glad he was asked about it. And by the way, I should add, you know, Paul Kirk, who is replacing Senator Ted Kennedy, he might end up being a perfectly fine, perfectly progressive, perfectly backbench Democratic vote. In fact, I have every expectation that he will because it's a Senate appointment. My only point is that I think when you see things like this, when you see decision-making processes like this, that it's just another example of how politics in general, and unfortunately even Democratic politics, is still and has become so owned by big money. And by the way, I think that in part played out here in Colorado with the appointment of Michael Bennett to the U.S. Senate. Michael Bennett, one of the wealthiest members of Congress, has raised a huge amount of out-of-state money. He gets appointed. He's never held public office. He gets appointed instead of Bill Ritter appointing somebody else in Colorado who has any number of people who have much longer histories representing Colorado voters. I just think it reminds us what politics, unfortunately, has become all about. Diana, thanks for the call. Peggy and Aurora. Peggy, you're on AM 760.
Yes, I think that it's time for Obama to draw a line in the sand when it comes to health care. I still have high hopes for him, and there's much that he's doing that I like. But I think we have to be very careful with a public option that the insurance companies don't tweak it so that it actually winds up serving their purpose instead of ours. That my daughter was saying that she has insurance through her company, and that if you have insurance through your company, they might not be able to choose the public option. Well, that would be very bad.
Because
sometimes the companies have insurances that they actually make money on.
And a couple of senators have made that point.
Yeah.
A couple of senators in the
yeah.
Finance Committee have made that point that if you structure this the wrong way, you're going to actually limit choice. If you don't allow everybody, or at least more people, to get into these so-called insurance exchanges, you're going to create a system where if somebody has one set of insurance and they're barred from being in the insurance exchange, they're not going to have any option to even participate in a public option. I mean, these are the this is why people keep saying the devil's in the details. And I think you're right to be frustrated. I was frustrated, and I know I took a lot of heat from people a couple weeks ago when I said that President Obama's speech to Congress, which was getting a lot of accolades, had not drawn a line in the sand. It had said, well, I'm for the public option, but I could see it being substituted. I could support the bill without it in there. You're absolutely right. Now is the time to draw lines. And if he has drawn any lines so far in health care, unfortunately, it's been the bad kind of lines. I mean, this news off the wire today that the White House went to bat in the Senate Finance Committee for this secret deal to give away billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical industry, they did draw a line in the sand on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry, right? This deal that said, and remember, this was the deal that got leaked out of the White House a couple months ago, where the White House said, all right, look, we will agree to push a health care bill that doesn't allow Medicare to negotiate for lower-priced prescription drugs in as aggressive a way as it could, in exchange for the pharmaceutical industry saying, if you do that, then we will spend up to $100, $125 million on television ads promoting you, President Obama, and your health care plan. Now, that is a quid pro quo. It's gross, it's corrupt, and there was a bill in the Senate Finance Committee yesterday to eliminate that deal from the final legislation. It was voted down by all Republicans and three Democrats at the urging of the White House. So the Obama administration did draw a line in the sand. It's just the wrong kind of line. In fact, it's exactly the kind of line that President Obama said he wouldn't draw when he was running for president. Remember how much he talked about how the pharmaceutical interests and pharmaceutical lobbyists controlled too much of the process? When you take a promise of positive political ads and trade it as president for tens of billions of dollars in favors, that's drawing a line in the sand that everybody should be disturbed about. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jim in Highlands Ranch. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Morning.
First, in regard to the zip codes, I worked for an insurance company for 38 years, and, you know, in the building of rates, they take into consideration costs in certain areas and claim experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the zip codes are important, because, for example, in Denver, costs would be more expensive than in Longmont, say. So in the determination of rates, those costs have an impact.
Oh, yeah, and I bring this up not to pick on any one insurance company, but to say that especially when it comes to health insurance, we need a system in this country where, for the consumer, I mean, economists talk about, for instance, the need for the labor market to be mobile, or to be able to be mobile, right? To be able, that's a good thing in an economy where workers can move to a place where certain kinds of jobs are needed without feeling economically punished.
Right.
And if you have a healthcare system that says, well, if you move here, your healthcare is going to cost more than if you move there, then you're demobilizing, you're making your workforce less geographically dynamic. That's not good for anybody. And we're not even talking about the fact that it can destabilize, you know, your family. Especially, by the way, in this case, right, this is people haven't even moved, right? The post office just changed the numbers. And
yeah,
it got caught into this. It just raises the idea that this system is not a great system to deliver health care.
The thing with the post office and zip code, that's another their rationale for zip codes is very confusing. For example, I live in the Highlands Ranch, and we're actually considered a Littleton post office.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Even though we've got a post office in Highlands Ranch, it's not called a Highlands Ranch post office. It's a Littleton post office.
Yeah, no, I certainly agree with you that the zip code system is what the Yiddish term fakakta. And it's pretty screwed up. But again, I think the bigger piece of this story is, you know, we have to have a healthcare system that doesn't allow little changes like this to inadvertently economically punish people. That's why it's a good example of why we need reform. Hey, thanks for the call. 950 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. After the break, fill you in on just a couple of more stories off the science and tech wire that we hadn't gone over today. We'll take a couple more of your calls and then kick off the weekend. Stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John.
Dave,
Turk.
You got an update on that story you told us about yesterday with the guy and the saw and the thing?
No update on that. I promise I will update people on that.
I'm just kidding, Dave. I'd like to know what happened to that fellow, though.
Never bring a saw. I never, ever want a saw near any part of my body in general.
What, if I'm naked, I'm usually not carrying a saw.
Yeah, and usually not carrying one near there.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, I'll look for the update on that one, too. Anyway, still got this crash on the turnpike. Westbound side, Church Ranch there in Westminster. Small delays back around Federal. Speeds are starting to improve as volumes decrease. Also got a new crash downtown, 22nd and Arapahoe. That's awfully close to the convention center where Beer Fest is happening this weekend. Woohoo, Beer Fest. Anyway, the rest of the drive back in shape for us, 50s and 60s on most of the major highways around town. No problems on 225. Heading into the tech center, also on C-470 down on the south end in the 60s across Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Forecast, cloudy to start, becoming clear this afternoon. Maybe a bit breezy, highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Sunday look good with sunny skies and highs near 80 on both days. Your current downtown temperature is 51 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes it easier for you to save for the future with QuickSave. Each time you use your CSBT check card or CSBT online bill pay, you will earn money. Go to CSBT.com to learn more. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Call the cops.
Put this monster behind bars.
Don't find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Get caught up with NBC Friday and start your weekend right.
Hey, God!
Pour yourself a big glass of justice and lay back with a little mystery.
Did that add up to proof of murder?
With Law and Order and Dateline. Then laugh yourself to sleep with Jay Leno as he presents another new hour of comedy in prime time. That's a good way to start the weekend. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401.
1-800-200-2401.
Is your roof damaged by wind or hail?
Were you thinking about getting a regular old roof?
What you should get is an insulated roof system that will cut your energy bills up to 40%.
EnergyResearchGroup.org will work with your insurance company to get you an insulated roof system.
They will use infrared to diagnose all energy leaks your home has. They'll install programmable thermostats,
weather stripping around all doors, and install insulation plates on all outside walls.
Call Energy Research Group today to start saving tomorrow.
303-430-7283. That's 303-430-7283.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-700-2870. 1-800-700-2870. 1-800-700-2870.
AM760 Progressive Talk. My column out in the Fort Collins, Colorado today. It's out in the Denver Post tomorrow. Looks at primaries. Why is President Obama dipping using his considerable power to try to crush primaries across the country, not just here in Colorado, but all across the country? I try to answer that question in my column. And the question we're discussing here is, how do you think President Obama is doing? Are you happy with him? Are you not happy with him? 303-713-7600. Dave in Lakewood. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
I'm good, thanks. Well, I think I'm fine with Obama right now. I'm very much a hardcore progressive. I want major changes in both health, energy, environmental changes. But having grown up here in what used to be a long time a red state, you got to remember we even voted for Goldwater back. I think he's covering his pragmatic bases. He's providing cover for blue Democrats in red states, and even providing cover for Democrats here in these purple states, which are newly purple, like Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada.
Well, my problem with that idea is this: I have a problem with folks who say that it provides cover for blue dog Democrats in tough districts, that not strongly backing the public option does that, for instance. That you hear that a lot in the Washington media. And there is no empirical evidence to suggest that being against the public option or not pushing the public option strongly helps conservative Democrats. I mean, there's polls out of Arkansas, right? This is a place that President Obama lost in a big way, that show that the public there in some of the toughest Democratic districts, a majority strongly supports the public option. So I agree with you. I mean, I think the guy's got to be pragmatic, but if he's going to be pragmatic, let him be really pragmatic. There's a difference between the way Washington defines pragmatic and what is actually politically pragmatic. Being for a public option is not a ultra-liberal position. It's just not. I mean, 65% of the country supports a public option. The public option has majority support in conservative states. This is not a super-liberal position. So I agree with you. He needs to be pragmatic. But the question is whether he's being Washington pragmatic or real-world pragmatic. Thanks for the call, Dave. All right. On Monday, John Turk will take over. He's going to guest host. Until then, have a great weekend.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet and over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors, from the kids' rooms to the living room, and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it, thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/30, U.S. only. See store for details.
then decide for yourself.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll visit with actor George Wendt, talk about his new book, Drinking with George, check in with the guys from the Lowdown, take your calls, y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Turn to the left with AM 760.